sales losses will be reimbursed.
Stop.
Police officer shoots me with a 50,000 volt taser. I'll tell you what it feels like tonight at 10 on News 4.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Good afternoon and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
boy, the way the Bee Gees played.
Movies John Travolta made.
Guessing how much Elvis weighed. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Watching shows like Gentle Ben. Mister, we could use a man like Sheriff Lobo again. Disco Duck and Fleetwood Mac.
Coming out of my 8-track.
Michael Jackson still was black. Those were the days.
If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
A lot of people like me are real tired today after Valentine's night. You worn out, Terry?
You look worn out. You look worn down.
I can hardly walk. Not used to that.
Were you guys on the treadmill?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Hot tub.
Welcome to the day after. The day after a big night for a lot of people who went out and, you know, did romantic stuff. And we're gonna take a little different approach to today than most people. We're going to talk about the stuff other people normally don't talk about on the day after Valentine's Day. And I'll tell you what that's all about in a little while. But first, a huge, huge happening in our household. Bruce, would you give me some of that music?
I thought I knew this might
uh-oh.
Be coming.
Your son got his girlfriend pregnant.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh,
he last night, he took his, this is my older son, he took his girlfriend to Dominic's on the Hill. My kids eat places I can't afford to eat.
Well, yeah, that's nice.
Because they go out, well, we can't go out. He took her there, and he had called, apparently, Dominic, and had arranged for the dessert tray to come out. And when the dessert tray came out, he said to her, my son said to his girlfriend, he said, now, they've been going together like 6 years, I mean, since they were little kids, practically. He said, Dominic has prepared something special for us tonight, for Valentine's. And it's under here, and he opens this little covered thing, and there's the Genovese ring box. And she turned him down. No, just kidding.
Now, was this a proposal?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Engagement?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Congratulations.
You're going to be a grandpa soon.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Soon. I'd say like 3 months.
Yeah. I'd say 5 years. So that's
yeah,
a big deal.
Great.
Holy cow, we've been wondering when is this going to happen. This seems like it's been going on forever.
Were you thinking he was like playing for the other team or?
No, I knew he wasn't gay.
A 6-year relationship. Yeah,
I asked him if he was gay a long time ago. I just flat out asked my boys, "Are you?" No, I did. I don't want the mystery of it.
Right,
said, let's go.
Yeah.
Are you gay? And they both said no. And I said, okay, just check it. And if they were, that's okay. I mean, I have no problem with that. I guess I just said, are you gay? And I did. I asked both my boys. Well, not both of them, but one of them, because he seemed to be locked onto one girl and never really had an eye for anybody else, which is kind of, you know, most guys, hey, look at her. Not him.
It's all love.
Well, I guess it is.
Oh, this is really sweet.
So I don't know anything about a date, or I don't even know if they know, but all right, first step.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
First step.
That's great.
So that,
and this is just the opposite of that. We never talked about this yesterday, but the guy who helped me out here, I know it was an NBA game. I think it was the Magic.
Oh, we were talking about this off the air.
We never talked about this, but the guy who goes on center court and proposes to his girlfriend and she runs off with her, like, eyes covered, never answered him. I mean, we really don't even know.
It was a hoax.
The whole thing was a hoax?
Yeah. The team set it up.
Yeah. Oh.
The whole thing was just a joke.
You are kidding.
No. See, if you'd read.
Oh,
you'd
I never
you read
heard
the paper,
that.
If you read the paper, you got it.
It's weird because we had just talked about that Friday when chicks really do.
Karen's an idiot.
Shut up, Joe.
You don't read the paper?
No, I don't. We usually don't.
No, you admit you don't read the paper.
No, I don't. I don't. Wow. I really don't have time.
When would I read the paper?
Karen's an idiot.
I don't know.
I don't read the paper either.
When you mean, thank you. What do you mean? When would you read the paper?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
You watch CSI Miami and CSI New York and CSI Los Angeles and CSI Des Moines.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. If we had a different paper, I might read the paper.
Well, you have to read the one we have.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
AP is the
Associated Press is the Associated Press.
You have to read the Post-Dispatch,
whether
you hate it or not.
That doesn't mean I have to, and that doesn't mean I love it.
I hate it.
I know you do.
Well, if you watched any news at all, you'd know it was a hoax.
I do, but I did not see anything mentioned about that being a hoax. Now, that's really funny. But that's not the first time, and it's not the only time that it'll be a hoax.
Hey, how about Future Cast and Forewarn and the Predictors 24 hours ago saying that enjoy yesterday's weather in the 60s, because today it was going to be in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. And rain. Didn't I hear rain?
Rain.
It's going to rain tonight.
They came within, what, 25
20,
degrees?
25 degrees.
Yeah.
They were within maybe 20 degrees. You know, I got to tell you, I cannot think of another profession where you can, the more sophisticated stuff you get, the worse you get.
Uh-huh.
I watched every one of those stations, and every single one of them said that enjoy yesterday because it's going to drop from the 60s to the 50s. It was in the mid-70s today.
How many years of college does it take?
I don't know.
A meteorologist?
I think so.
Just skirt the issue a little. Maybe a brief mention that maybe it wasn't their fault, and well, Mother Nature played a little trick on us. How about coming on and go, we blew it again. How about a weather guy that would come on and say, you know, and turn around into his equipment and go, it seems like the more of this crap we get, the further off we get. I would watch that guy
He would get fired by the management.
No, you know, it would be funny if he had some equipment, just some stuff that kind of looked like that equipment. And when he comes on, they go, let's go to Dave.
Take a
over
sledgehammer.
The, yeah, just turn around and go, this stuff.
You know what? Get an old computer.
Yeah.
Just an old computer and take a sledgehammer to it and go, enough with this equipment. And that would be fun.
Instead of
all the computer equipment, just have a window in his office and he walks over, window cast.
Go over and
or
pull
he could like wet his finger and hold it out the window and say, folks, this
it's
works just
raining.
As good.
Raise a window, stick his head out and go, all right. And it would be just as good.
I wish somebody would go back to the old kind of delivery, like, I guess, Diane White kind of board. Do you remember that? They'd
and
have a cloud stuck up there,
like
and they'd have a snowflake stuck up there.
Oh, they'd actually put the stuff
right
up there.
Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like color forms, and I wish somebody would do that.
Oh, no.
Old-fashioned weather.
Chroma key took over.
And here's the sad thing. Had they told us today would be 75 degrees, people might have planned for that. And there might have been some people who are in a position to take off, hit a few golf balls. had no idea. Did anybody have any idea it was going to be 75
no.
degrees today?
No.
I
expected 55.
Oh, no, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Tremendous.
So congratulations to the weather people. Couple other things. Adam and Sarah. Adam's my son's name. Sarah is his fiance's name. So congratulations again to them. Our guest today, who will be in here in about 45 minutes, if you remember, was part of a double booking last week that Dan Strauss was responsible for. So to compensate and make up for it, we told our guest, Donald Thomas, that today, not only did he not have to bring food, we would feed him. And we asked him what he wanted, and he told us. I'm not going to mention it because they're not advertisers here. They should be, but they're not. But that's what he wanted, and that feed our guest today. How humiliating and how embarrassing.
Well, to the rest of us,
we have to watch him eat.
Watch him eat.
Man, I'm hungry, too.
Yeah, me too, man. Because Dan double-booked last week. And we're accustomed to coming in Tuesday. We don't eat lunch because we think, well, what's the point?
I think Dan...
All about for everybody.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hey,
yeah.
Start.
Good. I'll get you something out of the snack machine.
we're going to get to the phones, and I do have. I'm going to give you something to think about here, and then I'm going to do a little business, and we're going to take your calls. Here's what I would like to do today, if you folks would help me, and please don't be reluctant to call here because this is a legitimate topic, and I think an interesting topic. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and if you watch TV or you. Read the paper, which Karen doesn't. Watch the news, which Karen doesn't. You really do start to think that the whole world is in love and everybody, not everybody gets engaged. And some people never get married or find the right person. And some people propose and she turns them down. That's what I want to talk about. And what I'd like to do is let's start with this. Let's start with any of you in the audience who are, let's say, 40 or over. 40 years old or over, and you're not married, and you're really starting to wonder if you're ever going to get married. You'd like to get married. You really would, but you... Terry, not everybody's as lucky as we are.
Oh! I have a member
of my family in almost that exact situation. And I won't say whether it's a male or female, but they're starting to think, wait a minute.
I always thought
I would be a parent and stuff, and it's not working.
And I understand it. I absolutely understand it. And I think I would be sort of freaked out if I were 45 or something, a man or woman, and it just hasn't happened. And you're starting to wonder, well, is it me? Is it me? It must be me. There's a whole world of people, and for me not to find somebody, it must be me. So call us and just tell us what that's all about and what you're going through, if you would. And here's the other one. And what prompts this is an email. It says, Dear Frank, something you said during today's discussion, now this was sent yesterday, something you said about Valentine's Day and guys who made something stupid, who do something stupid or fail to do something right and end up not getting any, made me think about a topic for discussion. Now, this is the email suggesting this discussion. With the population of the world somewhere around 5 billion, there has to be a significant number of people who, for whatever reason, because they're ugly, because they have no personality, dumb luck, whatever, but not by their choice, people who will die without ever having sex. Even if it's only 1.5 million people. That's about 440 people in the United States alone. Maybe one or more of those people are AM and the PM. Which caller would be the oldest person who, not for lack of, sounds like a weird discussion topic, but as Ross Perot would say, everybody knows about their crazy aunt who lives in the attic, but nobody wants to talk about it. Now, I actually think this is a great, great topic, and I want to thank JT for sending me this. So we have a two-parter. You're 40 or over. You're not married, and now you're starting to wonder if you're ever going to get married. And the bigger one, if you are 40 or over and you have never had sex, we're not going to embarrass you, by the way. You know, first name you can give us, and we don't know if it's your real first name or not. But I think this is actually, and I think you're going to be surprised to find, there are a lot more people than we realize who, at 40 or over, have never had sex. I really do believe that is not common, but it's not... that hard to find.
We have the person here we see on a regular basis who is older, and we assume that he
really
hasn't.
You'll have to tell me off the... Yeah, we do have somebody here who I would say is in his 50s.
Yeah.
and we are pretty convinced has never had. And by the way, that doesn't make you a freak.
No,
it does
no.
not.
Because there could be all kinds of circumstances.
I wonder how many people. No, John, not John Hadley. We know. Maybe just asexual. There may be a group of people who have never been satisfied. Not only have they never been with a person of the opposite sex or anything, they've never satisfied themselves. You know what I mean?
But they may have no desire to.
That's what I mean. They're asexual. They just don't even care.
And you know what? And that's okay. If you call us and say, you know what? I've just never cared. I've never. That's okay. Mm-hmm. And that is a condition.
I went to college with a gal, and she and I still stay in touch every once in a while.
Wow.
And she she never never no interest to date, nothing.
Really?
Yeah. Very.
You went to college with my wife?
Well, I've been wanting to tell you, very professional. Yeah. She just a little fearful of some things, and she just never.
As a longtime married man, I totally understand that. Yeah.
No, I really do believe.
Really.
And I want you folks to understand. Look at these phones. Now, I'm surprised they lit up that fast. We're not all they care about, all they think about. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing it, and everybody's engaged, and everybody's a boyfriend, and everybody's a girl. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true for a lot of people. And maybe, if nothing else, when this is over, you'll actually realize that you're not alone. Now, I wanted to do some business earlier, but I didn't get to it. So let's do this, then we'll just take a break, get some other stuff out of the way. We come back, we'll have a lot of time to chat. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. We are well into 2005, and there are some wonderful, wonderful reasons in this calendar year to look into becoming a member of First Community Credit Union. We're going to talk to Johnny Londoff a little later. Now, that's cars. Maybe it's a car. Maybe you want to buy a car. If you make your car payment to First Community Credit Union until May 1st, that's actually very unusual. Usually when you get a car loan in March, mid-April, I mean, it's 30 days out, that's the rule of thumb. Here you're getting 6 weeks before your first payment. You can use your income tax refund for your first payment. That buys you even a little more time. 40-year mortgage. I had never heard of a 40-year mortgage until I became a member of First Community Credit Union. I'm telling you, honestly, in my whole life, and I've had home loans, I'd never heard of such a thing. They do offer it. You can call them and get more details on it. You are a member, not just a customer. And First Community Credit Union, and membership has its privileges. And for every account you open a supplemental $1 savings account to be a member of First Community Credit Union. You want to know more? Go to their website, firstcommunity.com. When we come back, we will take your calls. 40 or over, not married, afraid you're never going to be.
Explain any additional work needed. Offer good for most cars and light trucks. Ceramic pads not included. There may be substantial extra costs. See manager for guarantee terms.
If you've ever been diagnosed with shingles, listen closely to the following message from Dr. Edwin Dunteman at ANA Pain Institute. Do you experience sharpshooting or stabbing pains? You may be suffering from a condition caused by shingles called postherpetic neuralgia. A research study is being conducted in your area to test an investigational medication for the treatment of this shingles-related condition called postherpetic neuralgia. All qualified participants will receive diagnostic testing, medical exams, study medication, and lab work at no charge. Health insurance is not needed to participate. Compensation will be available for time and travel. So if you or someone you know has ever been diagnosed with shingles and now suffers from sharpshooting or stabbing pain, qualified participants will receive diagnostic testing, medical exams, study medication, and lab work at no charge. Call ANA Pain Institute now, 314-692-7246. That's 692-7246.
You can go almost anywhere to buy a car, but when you shop at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, you'll experience the Ackerman Advantage. This is Doug Ackerman, and we work hard every day to earn your business the old-fashioned way, with an honest deal and the assurance that you get a great new or pre-owned vehicle for a great price. The Ackerman Advantage means that you'll get a car, truck, or SUV you want at the price you want, and with no hype, no hassles, and no high-pressure gimmicks. Stop in today. We're Ackerman Buick Hyundai on 270 at Newhalls Ferry Road.
Oh, no, no, no! I lost everything. What am I going to do?
Having computer problems?
Yeah, this stupid computer just locked up, and now I can't do anything. I'm toast.
Don't worry. Call JB Tech.
JB Tech?
Yes, JB Tech. Specializing in data recovery and computer repair. JB Tech is fast, dependable, and inexpensive. They can come to your home or office and get you a...
2004. Tax title license extra. Call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 2-2805.
Attention diabetics. Dr. Janet McGill from Washington University has an important message about cutting-edge research in diabetes. Washington University School of Medicine is one of six centers internationally who have been chosen to test whether heat shock protein, which is given like an immunization, can preserve islet function. And have been with diabetes in the past 5 years, you may qualify for this experimental treatment and study. The screening tests are a single blood draw. You can call Tammy at 314-362-8616 to arrange a screening test. That's 362-8616 for Washington University School of Medicine. Call Tammy at 362-8616.
Taylor, this offer won't last.
See what one local woman discovered after she cleared the winning check. Tonight after American Idol and House on Fox 2 News at 9.
All right, here's our topic. On the day after Valentine's Day, I'll add one more category. You proposed last night and got turned down. See, this is something nobody talks about. They act like every time somebody proposes, oh, yes. Reality is, they can't all say yes. Sometimes people in front of people will say yes, and then you get off together and they go, look, I'm not going to marry you. I didn't want to embarrass us in front of everybody, but maybe you got one of those horror stories. But the two big topics are 40 or over, not married, wondering if you ever will be, or 40 or over, never, ever had sex. And don't have any interest maybe to have sex, or just haven't had an opportunity. And again, it's not to humiliate you. And maybe you know somebody, you work with somebody in your family fits that description. Let's go to Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing? Hi, gang.
Dennis,
hey,
Dennis.
Hallelujah.
All right, what category do you fit into?
Hi, Karen.
Well, hello, Dennis. Maybe none of
them. Heck, I tell you what, I'm 45, and... I'm not afraid of not getting married. I never want to get married.
Well, that's not what we're talking about.
Well, I understand that, and I didn't want to mean to, you know, just saying. I mean, you know, heck, man, I get lonely and that kind of thing. Sure, I'd like to have had children, you know, and that type of thing. It's just
yeah, but yours is not. That's different. You don't want to be married, so you've made sure you're not married.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a different topic.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Dennis.
You're right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Ed.
Frank, thanks a lot. Great topic. I'm way, way over the 40, and I'm just worried about my next date. And I think it would be very interesting to hear from guys and gals as to, you know, where they are, the older they get, where the self-confidence goes, and you know, is marriage still a goal?
How old are you?
65.
You're 65?
Mm-hmm.
And you've never been married?
Oh, no, I have been married. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, now see, that's not our topic. Our topic is people over 40 who have never been married, but would like to be married. The dating thing is a whole different deal. You're hanging out there and you can't seem to find a date or somebody you get along with. That's why you've got eHarmony and classified, say, personals and all that stuff.
This is kind of tough right here, what we're doing here, because I'm sure there are people, I mean, obviously there are hundreds of people, maybe thousands, who are listening right now who have never had sex and never been married and all that, but they don't want to call because they're afraid somebody will recognize their voice, somebody at work, or something like that.
And that's fine.
You can use a false name if you want to. It doesn't make any difference.
And if you don't, you don't, and that's fine, and we'll move on. But I really think that you'd be doing a great service to other people when you let them realize that they're not in the same boat. It's kind of like when somebody gay hears that somebody else is gay that they never realize. They go, oh, my goodness, that,
right.
I'm a little more comfortable now. And there have to be people who who get depressed at this Valentine's Day, because again, it looks like if you watch and you listen, flowers and candy and engagement rings and.
You know, with every year that clicks off, you can say, well, you know what? Probably there isn't anybody for me, so now I'm going to start not worrying about it. You know, I think you probably reach a point where, okay.
Yeah, I think that's a mistake.
Start giving up.
Yeah, I really do.
But that's,
I truly do.
I don't believe two things. I don't believe that there's anybody that there's not somebody for. Okay. I also don't believe this business about there was only one person in the whole world for me. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
Because you're only exposed to the people around you. You're only exposed to people you live near and work with, or when you travel, you meet them. Holy cow, there's a whole world of people you never met.
But people are so afraid of changing and shaking up their life. I mean, one of the best things you could do, if that's the case, you're 42, never met anybody, move away. Find a completely new place to live, a new community, or I'm going to relocate, or I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to shake up my entire life. But people get very complacent, and it's a scary thing to do. So if there's nobody in the St. Louis area you haven't met in 40-something years, then you start to think, you know what, there probably isn't anybody.
If I were to give anybody advice who's like 40 years old and hasn't found anyone yet, every time you go out on a date, you say to the person, don't be too strong about it, but you say to the person, you know, I don't know about you, talk to her or him about the same thing we're talking about here, saying, I can't believe it. You know, I'm 40 years old, and I just haven't found a person that I'm ready for, and that's why I want to date you. I'm talking about you being totally honest. You say to a person, You know, you let them know what's up. You don't say, hey, you want some more shin? Well, I didn't say it properly. Never mind.
Okay, let's go to this Terry. Hello, Terry.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I am 53 now, and I was 43 when I got married. So I have almost been married for 10 years. And you know what? When I was in my 40s, and I'm pretty cool, and I was, you know, I was from the bar scene, and that's always cool. I did a lot of...
The what? Uh-oh. We lost her.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
She's a goner. Help. Becky?
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
I'm one for this topic.
All right. Are you the Becky that went on the trips with us?
Yes, I am.
Becky, how old are you?
I'll be 49 in May.
Never been married.
Nope.
All right.
Almost, but it didn't work out, so.
All right. Bummed out about it?
I was at the time, and I think the closer to getting the 50 mark, it's like, oh, I don't want to die alone.
Well, and you may not.
You know?
You may not. There may be like a 60-year-old.
My life, you know, by myself, because I don't have a problem with that. But I just, I always thought I would be married and have kids and, you know, that white picket fence, all that garbage and... It just, none of it's worked out the way I thought it was going to work out.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think it hasn't worked?
And a lot of it's me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've gone through so many different changes in myself in the last 30 years.
Some people scare people off, and they don't know they're scaring them off.
Oh, well, I know I've scared people off sometimes.
You say things on the first date like, let's get married.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't do that. But I'm just so outgoing, and I'm so...
Then it's kind of intimidating.
Strong, yeah. You know, and I didn't used to be like that. I know people never get this, but when I was in my 20s, I was so shy.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even ask anybody what time it was.
Well, and let me tell you something. We've been around you. I know who you are, and we've been around you, and I will tell you this. You come off as extremely independent and confident and just out there. In any way. In fact, you're kind of an extrovert. And here's the thing about men. They're the ones that I'll take care of this, honey. Nobody needs to take care of anything. For you can take care of it yourself, but guys like to be the knight in shining armor the hero, and I'll handle this. I'll get it for us. They like that, and they like for her to be a little dependent on him. That's just a fact. People can argue with
them.
Oh, I know,
and it's really hard for me to do that.
Well, you got to learn to bat your eyelashes and go, I can't do this. Can you do this for me? Can you open this jar for me?
And you know, and every time I say stuff like that, they look at me and go, oh, come on. It's like, even if I lie, they know I'm lying about it. So it's just one of those things. But I had a friend one time ask me, you know, somebody, are you ever going to get married? And I said, oh, I don't know. I said, you know, you got to find that right man. Somebody said something about a Superman. I said, I don't want no Superman. I just want a human.
Well, Becky, I don't even know how to tell you this, but you've been with us on trips, I know, and you didn't go on this last one to Jamaica. And on this last trip, we had a guy on this trip. He was 50 years old. He said, I am looking for a 49-year-old, confident, dominant, extrovert.
Hopefully named Becky.
And I said,
my favorite name is Becky.
And he said, yeah. He said, I love the name Becky. And we went, don't!
Have a good day, guys.
You too. All right. Hello, Angie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Angie, I did something weird here. Hang on. I got to make, hold on. Let's see. I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and dump that, and go back to Angie. I think I did it. Hello, Angie.
Hi. How is everybody?
Good.
Hello, Angie.
Good. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. What's up?
I'll make this real short. I don't want to bring anybody down, but Karen, you probably will be familiar with this. There are people that have a particular disorder called Asperger's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
very
what?
True.
Well, hold it. What?
Asperger's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Asperger's. It's a form of autism, actually. It's very high-functioning, or can be.
Right. They need to change that name.
I know. That's what, you know what? That's what I did when, Ian's laughing, and that's what I did when she called. When she said Asperger's,
it sounds like a sandwich
Asperger's
made out of butt meat.
No, do you have it, Angie?
No, actually, there's a language problem in there.
And he has a very hard time with social relationships. He just, they're not important to him.
He's so high-functioning, mm-hmm. Karen, that you would probably not know that he has it.
Yeah.
But generally, they just don't really have that inner need, that inner desire mm-hmm. to have those intimate relationships.
How old is he?
He's only 7.
But this is real true. I mean, for a lot of children that become young adults into adulthood,
will it hang with them when they get older?
Yeah.
Like that?
Okay, but can't they find another person with that same, wouldn't that be some kind of bond if they met somebody else with the same problem? No?
No, not necessarily. And it's kind of like if you talk about some people that have very involved mental illnesses, they may never find anybody because their disability prevents them from finding it. And I don't know that we were necessarily thinking about people like that, but she's right. I mean, this is something that as a mom she's already thinking about.
These
are
brilliant people.
Yeah.
They do computers or mm-hmm. science, but they don't know they don't even have social skills.
No.
So we did. It's just, you know, there are some of those people out there.
All right, Angie.
That's it.
Thanks.
People that are unfamiliar with that problem, they would think, well, why isn't that important to him? You know, doesn't he want to be with us? And, you know,
why would they call something Asperger's?
I think it has to do with the guy that identified
some guy's
it.
Last name.
Yeah.
For people who just joined us, the day after Valentine's, what we're talking about is the opposite of what everybody else has been talking about, because it looks like, you know, on the surface, everybody has a Valentine and everybody gets proposed to and gets flowers and candy. We're talking about the people who don't get that. People who are 40 or over, never been married, want to be married, just can't seem to make it happen. Or the big one, and nobody's called yet, but they're out there, 40 or over, never had sex, and maybe because you just don't have any desire to. And there are people like that, more women than men, just not interested.
And there are people who are physically unattractive, and they know they're unattractive, and they're scared to death to ever approach anyone.
And see, and I believe those people are making a mistake, because I think there's somebody out there for you. I don't care.
Yeah, you don't go after Cindy Crawford.
Yeah. Look
go
at
after,
you, Terry. You found somebody.
Yeah, I found somebody.
A good example. Help. Would really like to get married, just can't seem to make it happen.
Well, maybe, was there ever a point in your life you thought about it, wanted to?
No, I date just like I've been doing the same, been leading the same life since I've been in college.
Well, see, you're the exception to what we're talking about. You're not married basically because you've caused yourself not to be married because you don't want to be.
Do women end up leaving because of that?
I beg your pardon?
Do women end up leaving because you won't get married?
It just goes, you know, it just trails off, you know, like, eventually I just move on to somebody else, and so do they.
Yeah, you make it pretty obvious that you're not interested in that.
I don't come out and say that, no.
Well, I think they probably get the
message. Sooner or later, they figure it out.
All right, Doug, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. This is Terry. Hello, Terry.
How you doing?
No,
I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I am 43. And my husband was 48. Well, I'm not 43 anymore. I used to be 43. But I was that person who wanted to get married, and, you know, there was just 40.
Terry, you're not what we're looking for here. You're married.
Wait a minute, I want to tell you something.
Okay.
I do have a very, very good girlfriend who is that person.
Okay.
She's 41. And yesterday I gave her a call and I left her a message because she is aggravated, you know. It's so family-oriented, and I was there with her until a few years ago. And it's like she's attractive, she's professional. And you mentioned that I think that men want to have, she's a great person.
But men like to...
She's not needy. She is
they
not
like
needy.
To have women be a little bit needy, just a little bit.
Right.
So that there are men who to this day still don't want their wives to work, and
right.
That mentality still exists.
And women have that biological clock ticking too. The men I don't think about that much.
Yeah. But there is a lid for every pot, so I think all those women out there just keep on because you can find your pot and you can leave the lid. But anyway, that's all I have to say. Just never give up.
All right, Terry.
Why can't the guy be the lid and the woman be the pot?
But yeah, I like that? How she handles
she
that.
Good
job, Terry.
She brings the pot.
Far off.
All right, let me tell you a couple of things that I want you to know that are sitting over at on the lot at Newbold Toyota BMW's side. All new, redesigned 2005 Avalons. They have them. They're all there. Four trim levels. Touring, XL, XLS, and the new Limited Avalon. If you're not familiar with the Toyota Avalon, it is a beautiful, beautiful car and worth taking a look at. 2005 BMW 325i's are in stock, starting as low as $28,500. That's a brand new BMW. 05, 28.5, 2004, BMW 545i, loaded, sticker, $61,620, Newbold price, $53,695, 2004 Toyota Tundras, as low as $22,900, and the 2005 Prius, now they had two days ago, ready for immediate delivery, and two more coming, so I don't know if those two are, that's the hybrid, the Prius is the Toyota hybrid, best thing for you.
Don't miss Cole's President.
They apply. A message from Claim, the State Health Insurance Assistance Program. Call 800-390-3330.
I rode my bicycle past a window last night.
Melody, right?
I rolled a to your door.
314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. I guess the day after is not really the day to ask people to call and say they got turned down when they
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I've never been better. Thank you.
I was calling because I don't think you'll get many of the people who didn't have dates to call in today. But for those people who are close to the people who are like that, it's really frustrating. I have four people who around me that are about my age, about 35, and they're great people, but they don't, I guess my question is, what do you do when you're close to those people to help them out?
Probably most people try to do too much, and they become matchmakers, and then it becomes uncomfortable. You make it uncomfortable by trying too hard. You can't do it for them.
No, and they just a lot of times they'll ask, where do you go, what do you do, and they talk about it, and instead of setting them up, if there's any form that we can say, this is where you can go, this is what you can do, you just don't know what to do because they're great people.
You know what would be a great service? Missy, I'll let you go. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding. Now, here's a great idea. There are people, and they are either irritating or obnoxious, and they don't know they are. They got bad. All this service, and they'll send somebody who will sort of analyze you to date you. And you literally go out on a date, and you just do what you would do on a date. And at the end of the date, this person, and why not? There are all kinds of other evaluation services. At the end of the night, let's say I'm the evaluator, and I date you, and at the end of the night I say, well, first of all, your breath stinks, okay? And here's another thing. Whatever that perfume is you wear, lose it. Now, this could be for a guy or a girl. Mm-hmm. Lose the cologne. You bathe in it. You stink. The other thing is that laugh. You know, that Adam Sandler laugh.
I thought that was kind of cute.
Lose that obnoxious... And here's another thing. Shut up and stop talking so much and let somebody else talk. Or how about entering the conversation and don't just sit there like a... And you just go through the night and go, here are all the things I noticed about you that are irritating. And let them know, because nobody ever tells people. Yeah. You don't go on a date with somebody the first time and really tell them why you don't go again. You don't. Why you didn't call them back.
That would be very hard to pick the people who do this, though. They would have to be extremely, perceptive about other people.
And diplomatic. Yeah.
Bandana's Barbecue, Smell That Smoke, now in Springfield, Missouri, Columbia, Illinois, St. Joe, and 13 St. Louis area locations, home of fried corn on the cob. But that is not the heart or the foundation of Bandana's. What makes Bandana's what it has become is the barbecue and the quality of that barbecue, the smoky flavor, the lean, lean meat. They've trained their people well to get that fat out of there because nobody goes for barbecue to get fat. They go for lean meat, pork, beef, chicken, and of course the side dishes are wonderful too. There is no doubt.
Case. Jackson, was it? He got sick on the way to the courtroom, taken to the hospital, and now the trial is delayed again. Pop star has the flu.
He's undergoing testing and is being treated with intravenous fluids right now. He's in stable condition, and we expect a full recovery.
Dr. Chuck Merrill at Marion Medical Center in Santa Maria, California. Reporter Dan Whitcomb, who was in the courtroom today, says the judge is trying to do his best not to make jurors angry.
We got a long way to go here. We have 6 months to go, and the judge needs to keep these jurors happy if he can. He doesn't want them getting exasperated in the first week because they keep showing up to court and being sent home.
Jury selection is on hold until next Tuesday. The jury in 15-year-old Christopher Pittman's trial didn't buy the defense's argument that the antidepressant Zoloft caused the boy to become violent. Pittman was convicted in South Carolina of murder.
Patients should go through before they're even put onto one of these drugs. I did not know that. I do now. And I learned it the hard way.
Pittman's father gave him the gun he used in the killings as a present. Federal Judge Michael Chertoff has been confirmed as the next Homeland Security Director. The Senate handed him a 98-0 vote. When Congress passed a ban on all matches and lighters on airplanes, it was a move to stop future shoe bombers. But ABC's Vic Ratner says it's easier said than done. Some unanswered questions.
How could smokers in perfectly legal airport smoking areas light up? What about international passengers getting off planes from places where matches and lighters are legal? Government officials are still working on the rule and what they call an educational campaign to go with it.
ABC News Money Scope. The Dow gained 46 points today. The Nasdaq was up 6. You're listening to ABC News.
You wouldn't need instant information if life moved at a slow pace.
But life moves at the speed of light, and you've got to keep up.
There is a way to stay on top of your credit report instantly online. Get your free credit report at freecreditreport.com. Join the millions of your credit at freecreditreport.com.
A 1.99% mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now for an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call 800-316-3511 to see how you could get a $200,000 mortgage for only $330 a month, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-316-3511. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 4:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Investigators have not released names of the two people killed in that multi-vehicle accident this morning. It closed eastbound Highway 40 at Kings Highway for more than 3 hours. 6 vehicles involved. The two victims were in a minivan. They were apparently 5 people in that vehicle. A 39
obviously chaotic. You know, there were only two people here with medical training at the time, and multiple people that we had to deal with, so we had to triage the scene and determine who was most seriously injured.
Eastbound 40 reopened about 3 hours later. You have an opportunity this afternoon to sound off on St. Louis's highway projects that are listed in the draft long-range plan of the East-West Gateway Council.
They'll be able to ask questions and then also be able to give comment on what they think.
MoDOT spokeswoman Linda Wilson says a public meeting is underway at the St. Louis County Library in Clayton until 7:30. Projects include reconstructing Highway 40 in St. Louis City and County, improving Highway 40 in St. Charles County, work on Highway 100 in Washington, and a $35 million project at 270 in Page near Westport Plaza. Certification hearings have been set for those three St. Louis teenagers who are charged with killing a woman in December. The girls are 13 and 14. They're accused of murdering 62-year-old Joanne Foster. The certification hearing scheduled for April the 3 Democratic candidates for mayor, incumbent Francis Flay, Alderwoman Irene Smith, and school board member Bill Haas are facing off. The winner of the March primary will face a Green Party candidate in April. That debate will air at 7 o'clock on Channel 9. A Cadillac sports update. NHL players have agreed to accept a salary cap. The contract talks broke off over the amount teams would pay. KTRS's John Hadley says the players offered to accept a $52 million cap. But that offer was rejected by the league.
Yeah, I'm hearing from different sources that, you know, there are options for teams to go as high as $57 million in 3 of the 6 years that this deal would be in place.
Hadley notes it is the first time the players lifted their opposition to a cap. The Canadian press is reporting this afternoon that Blues defenseman Chris Pronger has been urging the union to accept a cap without linkage. On Wall Street this afternoon, the Dow closes the day up 46, the Nasdaq up 6, and the S&P up 3.5. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast from meteorologist John Fuller. Chance of rain tonight, our low 33. Tomorrow's
artist restrictions and requirements.
We stop by Culver's on the way home.
I can practically taste them now.
Jack in the Box. Jack has taken grilled chicken, fresh produce, and his new ciabatta bread to create a delicious line of sandwiches. Come in and experience ciabatta today at Jack in the Box.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Tuesday guest. He was actually here last Tuesday. Dan double booked last week, so he's back again. We also have Joe Hipperson on the way. We also have your calls. We're going to get all those in here after a quick reminder about it. For anybody who loves seafood, and I think that's most people, just a reminder because I think sometimes you forget that the largest fresh seafood selection in this town is at Deerberg's. And while I am not an observer of the Lenten season, there are a lot of people who are. And they incorporate seafood into their weekly diets. It tastes great, it's good for you, and helps you get through that Lent period. You can go to the people at Deerberg's in the seafood department and ask them questions like, what kind of seafood do I buy for fill in the blank? How do I prepare that seafood? They'll even do it for you at no charge. I've done this many, many, many times. You go in, take 15 minutes, shop for some other stuff. By the time you've done that, your seafood is ready.
From to eat on the way home.
Which normally is what I do, yeah. From fresh Atlantic salmon to farm-raised tilapia to ocean-caught Gulf shrimp, again, nobody in this town has a bigger selection of fresh fish than Deerberg's. And again, they will bake it or steam it. It takes 8 to 12 minutes, depending on how much you have and how you have it cooked, and they'll cook it for you. And there is no charge for that. The seafood department at Deerberg's, there is nobody that has a bigger selection or a better seafood department then at Deerberg's. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go to the phones for a couple of calls before Joe Hipperson, would you please welcome again back for his second big chance to win, as they used to say in the old amateur hour days, Donald Thomas.
Yeah.
Hey, Don. You got to get right up on that microphone there, Donald. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Yes, you are. So am I.
There he is.
Do you prefer Don or Donald?
Donald.
Donald, okay.
Donald James Earl Jones Thomas. His full name. Now, we didn't have a chance to talk much last week. What do you do?
Demolition.
Hang on. We got to hear the Getting to Know You music a little bit. Yes, we're getting to know Donald Thomas.
Getting to know you.
All right, now what is that again? Demolition.
Demolition.
And ask us questions, or you feel vindicated, sort of. Now we got your food that you wanted. Don't mention where it came from.
Yes, we got you.
What you asked for.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hope we're square now. And it's Dan's fault, but we all feel the shame and the guilt of what happened.
Are we going to?
Now we're going to take a couple calls, then we're going to go with Joe Hipperson. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing great.
I'm calling because you were talking about not really caring about finding the person right for you.
Nope, we didn't say that. We're talking about people who were never married and are over 40 or over and are starting to wonder. They really want to be married, and they're starting to wonder if they're ever going to find anybody. Or 40 or over and never had sex, for whatever reason.
All right, well, then I guess I'm kind of off, but you were talking about Asperger's. I have Asperger's, and I know exactly what they were talking about. I'm a senior in high school, and I have never had a girlfriend. It's not that I'm, right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And there's
I'm not saying I'm not attracted to girls or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just,
Are you afraid? You're not afraid of them, are you?
No.
Well,
no,
you should be.
I have friends who are girls.
Well, you should be. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me, Brian. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid of girls. Okay.
Brian, he's teasing.
Brian, can I ask you, are you interested in sex at all, or is that just not...
Yeah, I am, but...
But you're not obsessed with it.
It really... Right now, it seems like more of a hassle in my life than it's really worth.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know what? After you get married, it must be. He just doesn't want to put the amount of work into what it takes to get a relationship.
Well, it really does, because he should be. He really should. One more, then we'll go to Joe Hipperson. That would be Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Oh, I need to say I'm Ann and see him.
Yeah, you do. Say hi to our guest. His name is Donald.
Hi, Donald. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Hey, you guys. Come on, Mike.
That voice.
What's up there, Mike?
Well, let me tell you my story. I'm 38. I've never been married.
All right.
I really desire to be. I just haven't found the right person yet.
You think it's you?
Actually, yes, I do.
Well, you know what? You may be right and you may be wrong.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm a Christian and I don't smoke or drink.
Okay.
Well, that eliminates a lot of people.
Well, let me just say this to you. When I was younger and dating and whatever, I didn't smoke and I didn't drink. And I still was able to find a lot of people. In fact, I think there are a lot of women who would find it refreshing to find a guy who doesn't smoke or drink. I really do. I don't think that...
You have to be someone from within your faith?
Not necessarily. As long as it was a Protestant religion, I would have no problem with that.
Okay.
As long as they believe in Jesus Christ and everything.
Yeah.
But here's, let me tell you something else real quick.
All right.
I'm on eHarmony right now.
Okay.
And I've emailed some people from there. And one thing, and I hate to say this, because, you're not supposed to say this.
That's okay.
But a lot of people will... get through the communication, and they will see my picture, and that's it. They take off running.
Why? You're an ugly guy?
I think I'm actually kind of ugly. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm not, I know. People say, oh, you shouldn't say that. But, well, if I feel that way, that's kind of the way I feel.
And what is it, the feature that you think makes you unattractive?
I'm very skinny.
Well,
let me tell you something.
You don't get any sympathy here, let me tell you, Mike.
Oh my gosh,
Mike! I can't. First of all, the not drinking, not smoking—that's not it. The too skinny. I mean, how skinny? How tall are you?
I am 5'11" and 124 pounds.
That's very thin.
Wow! Yeah,
that is.
Are you ill?
No.
Are you anorexic?
No.
Four shakes and all that other
protein.
Yeah.
Protein booze.
But Mike, you know what? Clothing. I mean, you can dress
but
in
that's
a way.
Awful thin.
You are very, very thin, and you know you're okay. You're not sick. You're sure of that. You've had a physical.
Oh, I'm fine.
And what does the doctor say about why you're so thin? Just heavy metabolism?
High metabolism.
Yeah. Wow. You know how many people... I know, that's awfully thin.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want to be that thin. If you and I could just split the difference. If we could just get together and split the difference.
Give me some of your metabolism.
You know, Mike, I got to tell you, I can't imagine... I'm not a woman, and I can't speak for women, but I can't imagine you seem like a nice guy because you don't smoke or drink or you're thin. Yeah. That I still haven't heard, is that your unattractive feature? That's the only one?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can figure out because, it's not like I'm unintelligent because it's not that. I mean, if you need a 500 horsepower small block, hey, I'm your guy. I can set you up.
Yeah. Ooh, really?
Well, there you go, Mike.
That is like a total turn on. Oh, my goodness.
She'd break
I got to tell you, I almost wish that I were qualified somehow because I think you maybe figure out that you're off base, that what you think is the problem is really not the problem at all.
It's like that Hitch movie, the Will Smith, the Love Doctor, how he helps guys like this meet women.
Do you date?
Actually, I haven't dated for about 2.5 years.
Okay, but you've dated.
Yeah.
So you're a regular churchgoer, right?
Yes.
Are there any single women in your church?
Well,
do you have like coffees or whatever church people do in the afternoon? You know,
about everybody that's my age is already married.
Right.
But does your church, Mike, have a singles group? Because I'm thinking there's a lot of Protestant churches I know of that have groups for people in their 30s and 40s that are single.
All right, hang on, I got to jump in here and say I don't go with the church thing at all. I think that's the direction everybody wants to take. Get with your church people. Get with your church group. How about this? Do you work for a living?
Yes.
What do you do?
I work in engineering and quality.
In a big company?
Sporting goods manufacturer, yes.
So there are how many people to be around?
Yeah.
But he's a devout Christian, and there are some people that are just...
Yeah, but that's what I was thinking. Maybe try, visiting several other churches. Maybe that would help, that have programs for middle-aged folks that are single. There are a lot of them that do.
Yeah.
Do you wear too much stinking cologne?
Oh, no, no. No.
Hey, well, maybe you ought to start.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
That's the problem.
Bill Cleveland did call in a second ago, and he said that he's ugly and skinny, and he still dates, so there is hope.
And that he might like to date you.
Yeah.
Well, he dresses as a woman, so it could be perfect,
beautiful.
Mike.
Yeah.
You're taller
perfect
than him.
Match. Hey, Mike, good luck with this, but I'm glad you called because this is a pretty good profile of one of those sort of can't really figure out what the problem is situations because I don't hear anything talking to you and what you've described is not enough to me. Again, not being a woman, but I don't see the problem yet. Maybe you.
I certainly will. I'll go ahead and I'll tell you.
All right.
I'm not a virgin, okay?
Uh-oh.
I did...
You did the nasty.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that. I know that's wrong, and I shouldn't have done it.
Well, you're human.
But yeah.
You're human. How was it, by the way? How was it? Pretty good?
That's all right.
Yeah.
The worst is still great.
Yeah. I had a boss one time. His favorite joke in the world was he'd come up to you and he'd say, hey, did I ever tell you about the worst piece of I ever had? And you say, no. He said, it was great. Do this. Hit the B square. Today's the day the DVDs are released. The new movie. You like watch movies there, Donald?
Yes, I do.
He likes to be called Donald, and I'm not messing with it. A lot of people do, and a lot of people want to know what's out today. Here's the man who can tell you, the man who is too hip for this show. He is hip on entertainment. He is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Hello. First up, of course, the name in the PM.
And I want to say to Mike, I'm glad Mike called. If anybody else is in a similar situation, it's pretty interesting to me that somebody, I think people are too hard on themselves. I think you kind of convinced yourself that there's nobody for me because of, and those really aren't that, the problem, it's not that big a deal, the things you think are wrong. Look at you, Joe, we met you, you're no great shape. You get chicks, don't you?
You know what, I'm tall, I'm thin, I got a giant nose, and that's for Mike, if he's still listening. Yesterday I celebrated
my 10th Valentine's Day with my beautiful wife.
Aww. Good for you.
There you go. And seriously, my wife is hot as nails. Seriously.
And we met you here one day. You're very unattractive.
I know. And
I mean, really unattractive.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Give him a...
Every time you want to watch a Bengals video, you can just pop in the DVD. It's great to get all the Bengals videos.
You know what, though? They're cute, though. They're not bad. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, say hi to our guest. His name is Donald.
Hello, Donald.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hello,
Joe.
Hey, if I ever get my own show, you have to introduce me every time.
Oh, that'll work.
Jay, just say now, here's Joe Hipperson. Just to...
And now, here is Joe Hipperson.
Whoa. Hey, do this for me. Hang on, Joe. Do this for me. Just say, this is CNN. Do that.
This is CNN.
Wow. Don't know the power of dark fantasy.
Getting dangerous in here. Oh, man.
I love it.
A great, fun band. They might be giants. Have a new album out today. It's called Here Comes the ABCs. Taxi, that movie comes out on DVD today. The Criterion Special Edition of My Own Private Idaho has been released today. Now, I am a huge movie fan. I am probably one of the biggest movie buffs. I'm serious. I probably could be one of the biggest movie buffs you guys have on the station. I only say this because there's a movie coming out on DVD today. Lots of buzz and a huge cult following for this flick. I've seen it. I've watched it numerous times. And I still just don't understand what I'm watching when I see it. And the film is called Donnie Darko.
Never heard of
Mm-mm.
it.
No one.
Nope.
Donnie I've heard Darko. Of it.
I'm out on that one.
Man, it's dark in here.
No, Darko.
Darko came out a couple years ago. It's already been out on DVD. Today they are releasing the director's cut of Donnie Darko. This film's got a huge cult following. I guarantee you people are listening right now that have seen it. Either they get it or they have no idea what they saw. You might want to try the director's cut. It is coming out today.
What is it?
Yes, sir. The Dave Chappelle comedy classic Half-Baked comes out again on DVD today. This is called the Fully Baked edition of the movie. The critically acclaimed Motorcycle Diaries can be yours today. A couple of films that have never been released on DVD are finally coming out today. Here they are.
All right, first of all, what are the Motorcycle Diaries? What is that?
Motorcycle Diaries is kind of an indie flick. Subtitles came out, I believe, spring or summer of 2004. Two guys that want to find themselves and find life, basically get on a motorcycle and drive.
Like Easy Rider,
mm-hmm.
eh?
It's modern day. Never been out on DVD or finally on DVD today. Here they are. Arthur 2 on the Rocks.
Yeah.
The dark Danny DeVito comedy, The Other People's Money. The pathetic Macaulay Culkin comedy, Richie Rich.
Anything Macaulay Culkin does to me is pathetic.
Yeah. The Kevin Costner 1985 movie, Fandango.
Ooh.
And one I'm sure we've all been holding our breath for. The Yahoo Serious Super Flop, Young Einstein.
Man, these are some big dogs.
Oh, yeah. a couple TV shows on DVD today. The Garfield Travel Adventures, Angel Season 5, and the fourth season of Good Times. And last but not least.
The fourth season.
How
sad.
In case you didn't know, on May 27th, Adam Sandler's remake of The Longest Yard hits theaters. Stars Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, and Burt Reynolds. Now, of course, Burt Reynolds was in the original. And that movie has been out on DVD for some time now. But, of course, money needs to be made. So on May 10th of this year, be looking for the lockdown edition of the original Burt Reynolds version. It's nothing special unless you really want to see a very old Burt Reynolds talking about the movie The Longest Yard. That is going to do it for me. If you have a question about a movie you really, really want, or maybe a TV show like Picket Fences on DVD, email me, Pip on...
How sad would it be, I think, to be Jimmy J.J. Walker? He's been in here. I've seen him on TV. You know what? You make it saying, Donald Murray! And that's kind of it.
Yeah,
and then everywhere you go, people, you know, hey, Jimmy, say dynamite.
Yeah, he hope he saved his money. I don't think he did, though.
And he doesn't want to say dynamite. He wants to do something. He don't want people saying, hey, say dynamite.
Right.
Pretty sad. And I don't think he was ever able to...
That was the peak get, of his...
Yeah. Before I lose a thought, may I say, watching people walk by, I think they must be out of the plaza by now, but a guy walked by here with a comb over. He has hair like yours, but he didn't have a comb over where he combed all the hair over to cover up his bald spot. He just saved the front part, and he had hair running around the top of his forehead over to the other side, so it's still bald on top.
Oh my goodness.
So he has one piece. I love that.
Like a hairband.
Yeah, like 12 inches long. That he...
I'm doing good.
Yes,
voice it.
Let's have a conversation.
Anything you want to know or ask or about us before we break here? Come back, anything? I mean, you've listened, obviously.
I've listened, yeah. Not at this time, no.
You're kind of a quiet guy.
I am kind of a quiet guy.
But if you speak, you know, he doesn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he speaks at all, he speaks with four testicles.
Doesn't have to say a lot.
Well, if anything comes to mind, just jump in there.
Okay.
Do it a little slower. This is CNN.
This is CNN.
This is KTRS. Try that.
This is KTRS.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We ought to send him into that production room before he leaves.
Wow.
It makes it sound like a real station when he does that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Are you a coffee drinker at all?
Not really.
Not really.
I drink a cup of coffee maybe every other day.
Well, I'm not about to force it on you. I'll tell you that. Have you ever tried Thomas Coffee?
I love Thomas Coffee.
Even as an infrequent drinker, what he's just said is every once in a while, not a big cup, but when he does, he treats himself to him. You want to argue with that voice? I don't think you do. He says it's the best, so it is the best. You don't have to listen to me. Thomas Coffee, the only gourmet coffee in a can. And we will be presenting our guest, Donald Thomas, with a complimentary can of Thomas Coffee here in about an hour or so, or a little more than an hour, and he'll be giddy. He doesn't sound with that voice like he could get giddy.
You think he'll go,
he'll turn into a little coffee. He'll turn into a little girl.
He likes it because his name's on the can.
Well, Donald Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas Coffee. And it's not his company, obviously. It's Thomas Charleville. And there's a little, and you know, Donald, do you know the story why there's a little black Scottish Terrier on the can? Do you know that story?
No, I don't know
It's a
story.
Beautiful story of love for an animal. That's Satch. That was Thomas Charleville's little Scottish Terrier, and he passed away, and he memorialized him by putting him on that can of Thomas Coffee. He's a dog lover, and that's the reason there's a little Scottish Terrier on the can of Thomas Coffee. Look for it, middle to lower level on the shelves. If you shop somewhere and they don't have Thomas Coffee, they are less than the best they can be. And you can help them by saying, you should carry Thomas Coffee. Force them. Ask them. Start nice, and then get tough, get strong. Say, I get Thomas or I'll have to shop somewhere else. Thomas Coffee, the only gourmet coffee in a can.
435 at the Big 550. Up to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. And how are we doing so far, Paul?
Well, a few problems, Karen, but overall not too bad. Eastbound 40 is heavy at Jefferson, headed for the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, right lanes are slow at Park, headed for the Poplar. Eastbound 70 slows Salisbury through Cole Street. Eastbound 270, heavy at McDonald through 170. South 270 slowing from Clayton Road to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, slow Clayton Skinker to Hanley. Lindbergh at 55, an accident. A motorcycle involved there. Midland and Walton, there was an accident involving a pedestrian struck. Eastbound 44, construction between Hampton and Grand. The left lanes are down, and traffic just slow moving through that construction zone between Hampton and Grand on eastbound 44. This report brought to you by International Delight Coffee Creamers. Every morning, millions of people get off to the wrong start.
If you did.
Something about our guest that we didn't know. He didn't share with us, but we didn't really ask him his marital status. You are divorced, right?
I am divorced, correct.
You don't mind talking about that? You don't mind talking about the fact that you're looking? Let's get to know again a little more about our guest.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
We told you earlier that his name is Donald Thomas. And you said you're looking.
Well, I'm actually involved.
You're involved.
Right? Yeah.
Well, you changed your tune when we got on the air. off the air, he's looking. We get on the air where she can hear, and he goes, I'm involved.
No, he did at the end say that.
He did. He
knew we were going to go on the air with it.
And this may sound a little gay. I don't care. I'm secure in my sexuality, but he's a pretty good-looking, cool-looking stud.
You know what? You are,
along with that voice.
You are secure in your homosexuality.
Yeah.
You really are. So how
you are checking out a dude? But
how together are you? I mean, you don't date other people, obviously.
No, I'm just seeing one person.
You think she's listening?
Yes, she's listening.
Here's the interesting thing. This could be three different chicks, and each one thinks I'm the one.
Right. Yeah, as long as he doesn't mention
clever.
A name.
As long as he doesn't say a name, and he says, "Well, there's only one girl." Four or five different girls.
Yeah. That's me.
He's talking about me. I love you.
And I bet you were out of town on Valentine's Day. How convenient.
With his out-of-town honey. So you own your own demolition company.
That's correct.
What do you demolish?
Demolish homes, building structures and whatnot, and we also do selective demolition.
Do you ask permission first?
We have to ask permission, right. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
Well, what does it cost to demolish a house?
It depends. I mean, it really depends on the size of the structure, whether it's a frame building or a brick building.
And whether or not there are people in it.
Probably. Whether or not there are people in it. It depends on whether or not there are any salvageable goods in the building.
If I had a three-bedroom house, pretty accessible on a corner on the hill in St. Louis, South St. Louis, three-bedroom house, brick house, and I wanted it just demolished and taken away. Can you give me a ballpark without seeing it? Just a one-story, three-bedroom house.
Your one-story, three-bedroom homes in the St. Louis area, say the brick is not salvageable.
Right.
Okay, say the brick is not salvageable.
So you're just taking it
down.
You're just taking it down.
Does it have a basement? No. That has a lot to do with it, whether or not it's on slab or if there's a basement. Yeah. So if it's on slab, your average would be approximately $7,000.
$7,000?
Right, approximately, right.
To remove everything.
Right. And then that depends on whether or not you have anything there that has to be abated out. You know, before you can do any demolition in the city or the county, the air pollution control people would have to take a look at it, and then you have to have someone actually do environmental work in it to determine than that you have asbestos in it. Right, correct.
Do you have a cold, or is that your real voice?
This is my
real
voice.
You don't even have a cold.
Right.
You don't even have a cold.
You sounded like this last week.
It's so great, isn't it?
That sounds pretty reasonable to me.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, it really depends. It really depends because you, if you have a home for a building for demolition and you actually have salvageable brick, then that brings the out-of-pocket cost for the owner down because then the demolition company will profit in the brick because you can sell the brick.
Do you do that too? Like if you take down a home and there's salvageable brick, do your people remove the
mortar? Correct. Mortar, right. We have people who clean the brick and then we sell the brick to area
new
brick
home
companies.
Builders.
Correct.
Yeah.
And and actually, the St. Louis brick, the red brick, the old brick, is really in demand. Mm. We've had people call from out of state, Carolina, looking for brick and whatnot, and offering to pay more for the brick than your St. Louis brick company. So the St. Louis brick, and they talk highly about the St. Louis brick, and it's been that way for years.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Say this, say Bucka Umau Mau. Hi, who's you? Do you use a headache ball, or what do you use? You don't employ.
And that's,
I knew that.
Right, a Draco or a high lift.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Let's go out.
No, not a track.
Are there a lot of permits, a lot of governmental hoops to be able to demolish a house?
There are not a lot of permits that you have to have. You do have to have a permit, per se. In the city, you have to have, in order to get acquiring a permit, you have to be able to, first of all, prove that the building is owned by the person who is requesting
the building. Well, we're trying to get you to demolish Dan's house.
Well, you know what? People used to demo buildings that were just vacant.
What would be bad, too, is you tear a house down, and then your assistant comes up and says, no, 738.
Crap.
You got the house next door.
Hey, Donald, how often does this happen? I would love, I live in an older neighborhood, the house is probably, I would say, about 25 to 30 years old, I'm guessing. How often do people call, like me, I would call and say, tear my house down. I want to put a break down.
That happens a lot. I mean, people who are wanting to stay in the area, they just want to remove the house and they want to rebuild there. That happens a lot. And that's one of the questions you would ask when someone calls to have a home demo. You ask them if they're rebuilding on it or if they're going to just leave it as a vacant lot. Because that's the term affected
the house. Oh, boy, I do too. Boy, and I see this a lot. Developers buying up two small homes, demolish both of them, and build a nice big home or condominium or townhouse or something on the same place.
Yes, exactly.
And it's happening all around.
You ever demolish a house and you think, man, this is a pretty nice house we're demolishing? Because some rich people, they demolish nice houses.
There are a lot of houses in the Ladue area, West County area, that are being demolished today, you know, at this moment, 15, 20 years old, and there's some really nice-looking homes.
I feel like slapping those people.
But they're rebuilding.
They're rebuilding.
And actually, especially in the West County area, to demo a home that's 20 years old in great shape, but then they're going to build a home that's going to be worth way more than the one that they just throw down.
There's something about watching that house go down.
That's weird.
15 years old, it's in great shape. Most people would love to live in that house. They tear it down. It's almost like throwing away something good.
I felt that way about.
I know. Well, how about this? How about one where an owner thought, well, we'll demolish it, and then at the last minute they decide, no, we're going to move it. Has that ever happened to you?
That's never happened to me, but of course they do have that where they will change their mind.
Right.
But not. And some people will actually change their mind about the whole demolition process. Then. That's why you signed.
You know, you're talking on the back of the microphone.
Like, okay, right here. Okay,
now you sound even better.
You're professional, so I have to listen to that.
Well, no, I'm not. No. I hate to tell you what to do with that voice, but you were getting further away, and we want
to
hear
you.
That's Donald Thomas. He is a demolition man, and our guest today. And just jump in whenever you want. Okay,
there we go.
Feel free. Enjoy your food that we had to buy you because of Dan's screw up. Not the same as the boys.
Hey, I got a story for you here real quick. I had three future wives.
Whoa.
And the first one, I thought we both met at the same place we worked at. I spent money on three rings, but this one was particularly special because I was going to propose to her on Christmas Eve night, I guess, and have my mother, my grandmother over there. And at the last minute, I think, 12 hours before it was to happen, she told me that her uncle didn't know my mother and my grandmother nor my sister, so therefore they weren't invited to the house.
Whoa.
Whoa. So that blew that one right there.
Well, what does her uncle have to do with it? I mean, he should...
We're talking about a guy who's, what's the saying, keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you weren't good enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and he didn't know if my people didn't steal or not. Well, he didn't know nothing about them. You know, and it was sad, but that was the end of our demise. As the other two, one I met in Carbondale. I brought her up here to St. Louis. She can't take the country out of the country, folks. Got up her to the big city. Proved too much for her to handle.
Yeah.
I've never been married, and I'm 43.
Well, there's a saying, and I believe in it. It's called fourth time's the charm.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that one either right now.
I say hi to Donald. He's our guest today.
Hey, Donald Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Hey, you guys. Stop that.
We got Thomas Coffee, Thomas Demo.
Thomas everywhere. We got it made. It's a Thomas Day. Yeah.
Thomas and Jerry. One quick thing, I'll let you go, Frank.
Right.
A couple of weeks ago, you were talking to Reggie out of Denver about Sidney Poitier movies. I don't know the name of a movie, but if you like a good thriller, there's a movie that Sidney Poitier did in the late 80s or early 90s, and it starred Kelly, Kirstie Alley.
Right.
And he was an FBI agent, and he chased this bank robber all the way up.
All right. Bill Cleveland is on the way. You familiar with Bill at all?
I'm not.
You're not.
No.
He made quite an impression.
He just started last week.
Oh, no, he's been here once.
He made quite an impression.
You know, the thing is, though, he's only on, well, every day. Yeah. He's on every day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you able to listen around 5 o'clock every day?
Not every day, no.
Okay.
No.
Don't let him know you don't know who he is.
Not
he's
sure.
real yeah. sensitive.
I'm like you're a real big fan.
We'll tell him you're his number one fan.
Yeah. Just say, I'll just say, you know, hey, Donald here really likes you. And you go, yeah, Bill, I'm a big fan. It'll make him feel bad.
Yeah.
He's on the way after a word from what I think is a company that has come up with a brilliant idea, and it's Tom Vosen and Vosen & Sons Construction, and they're calling it the Toolbox Team. And it's a team of people, but you take of the team what you need. For example, it's handyman service. For example, you need some plumbing done at your house or your business, and you just want to know that you can pick up the phone and call somebody, and they will send you good journeyman plumbers, and the job will be done. That's various things that you don't do, and you don't want it. You either don't have time to do it, or you just don't know how. In my case, I would know how to do any of those things. If I do them, I'll screw them up, and it'll be even worse. So I need to call. And I have to tell you this, too. Over the years, since I've known Tom Vosen, I think one of the reasons that he got this idea is that there are a lot of people like me who know him, who have hired him, know of his construction background and his reputation. And every time through the years that I've needed somebody, I go, Tom, who do I call to get this done? He has given me people. He has sent me to people, and never have I been disappointed. So now what he offers is that service for anybody. Now, the name is not in the phone book, the Toolbox Team. So here's what you do. You go to frankopinion.com, and you'll see Vosen & Sons. And I think we've got Toolbox Team on there, too. I can give you the number. This would be a number I would keep in the kitchen, keep it handy, because when the time comes you need something done, you're going to need that number. And it's 314-997-0990. 314-997-0990. And the best of the best handyman or men will.
When I discovered I was going to have a baby, I was so excited. I told my doctor I wanted my delivery to be special. Options are important to me, and I wanted to deliver my baby in a private setting with an experienced, supportive staff. My doctor recommended St. Luke's Hospital.
Come to St. Luke's Maternity Shower Saturday, March 19th. Meet the staff, take a tour, and get great information. To find out more, call 314-542-4848 or visit stlukes-stl.com. St. Luke's Hospital, where every baby is a special delivery.
456 at the Big 550. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Where are you flying, Paul?
Over St. Charles right now.
Right.
And looking good, Karen. Eastbound 70 is in good shape at 79. Westbound 70. He rolls pretty well through the Blanchette Bridge, 5th Street. Some heavy volume approaching mid-rivers and Highway 79 on westbound 70. Eastbound 270 slows McDonald through 177th at Convention in the city, an accident. And they're working with a person struck Midland at Walt to support a service of GM OnStar. If you're stuck in that mess on Highway 40, get out of the gridlock. Avoid delays with OnStar. Just push a button, and OnStar advisors are right there ready to help. OnStar by GM. Learn more at OnStar.com. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, and a favorite of our guest, Donald Thomas, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM to PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
Say hi to Donald.
Hello, Donald, how are you?
I'm good, Bill, how are you?
Thursday. Larry's going to sing country songs at the top of his lungs over in East St. Louis. Friday, Larry goes to get a haircut. No, wait, I'm sorry. That's got to be. But not to be outdone tonight over on Channel 5. Make sure you TiVo this one tonight at 10. Mike Bush messes up his hair.
That's impossible.
Prince Charles and his fiance reportedly spent a quiet Valentine's night at his estate. Unfortunately, his fiance Camilla reportedly hyperventilated while trying to blow into Charles's ears.
That would be tough. Yeah.
And at President Bush's town meeting in Omaha, Nebraska the other day, apparently a divorce. First, I was an enema addict, and actually had enema recipes. She, of course, said that I'm sure that's the way he wanted to go because he loved his enemas. Apparently, the enemas came first in his life, and his wife was always number two. And this is kind of odd. He actually had an enema recipe for Starbucks coffee. He called it a Crappuccino. This 5-1 segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
All right, Bill.
Come on, Bill.
Thank you.
Frankenstein. His mom raised money for his operation by selling bumper stickers reading, Frank Must Die. Well, the operation was done here in Los Angeles by Dr. Harar Shahinian.
The results are out, and I'm delighted to say that there are no active cancerous cells in that specimen.
Or, as David put it,
Frank is now dead. And gone.
Never to return.
Well, from that we go to Michael.
He says he will spend the night in the hospital. Dr. Chuck Merrill is part of Jackson's medical team.
He's undergoing testing and is being treated with intravenous fluids right now. He's in stable condition, and we expect a full recovery.
Fans are camped outside the hospital. One fainted today. Others have been crying. Jury selection is now delayed for a week. Gil.
ABC's Alex Stone live in Santa Maria. 15-year-old boy who killed his grandparents has been found guilty by a Charleston, South Carolina jury that did not believe the drug Zoloft made him do it. Christopher Bittman's sister Danielle says now she's lost another loved one.
I feel like I've truly lost all three of the people that I love the most.
In Boston, defrocked priest Paul Shanley has been sentenced to 12 to 15 years in prison for child rape. And the Paterson, New Jersey diocese has settled for $5 million with more than two dozen men who say priests molested them when they were boys. ABC Money Scope, the Dow up 46 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey, it's me, your lips. I sound a little dry, huh? That's because you with the breathing and the talking and the eating and must you whistle? I'm losing moisture all day long. I need ChapStick Lip Moisturizer. It's got 10 protective moisturizers like aloe and vitamin E that just glide on nice and smooth.
$10,000 in credit card bills. Find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Some can save up to 57% in payments every month. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call now for a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 5:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Two Illinois residents are dead after a multi-vehicle accident this morning. It happened on Highway 40 near Kings Highway.
The accident happened just before 8:30 this morning as six vehicles were involved. A green minivan was found upside down, completely destroyed as two people were killed from the vehicle, an 11-year-old girl and a 39-year-old man. Three others in that vehicle survived, including the 11-year-old's parents. A school bus was involved in the accident, but no children were in it at the time. Investigators don't yet know the cause of the accident. Eastbound Highway 40 was reopened to traffic about 3 hours later. In South St. Louis,
date for a convicted killer from St. Louis. Stanley Hall, scheduled to die by lethal injection in Potosi. On March 16th, Hall convicted of throwing Barbara Jo Wood to her death from a bridge over the Mississippi River. A detention hearing scheduled for tomorrow afternoon for a 12-year-old St. Louis girl. She is charged with killing her sister over a hamburger.
Autopsies conducted on the 9-year-old victim following her death December 22nd left the cause of death undetermined. It wasn't until earlier this month that police renewed their investigation when they got a call from a social worker who told them the victim's 12-year-old sister had admitted to strangling the 9-year-old during a quarrel. The 12-year-old was seeking treatment at St. Louis Children's Hospital for visions and nightmares at the time. She's been charged with murder under the juvenile code. She's expected to be turned over to family court authorities in the next few days. Trish Moyko, KTRS News.
It is your chance to comment on St. Louis highway projects listed in the East-West Gateway Council's draft long-range plan. A public meeting underway at the county library in Clayton. MoDOT spokeswoman Linda Wilson.
And again, that one movement going northbound 270 to westbound Page jumped from 3,200 cars a day to almost 12,000 cars a day since we opened Page Avenue to St. Charles County.
Wilson says other projects include improvements on 141 north of 40. A $14 million proposal for new dorms at Webster University goes before the Webster Grove City Council tonight. Project a year in the making after the original project drew criticism from residents. Mayor Jerry Welch says she's pleased with the new proposal.
I'm very glad that the university listened to the community. We all depend on each other. The university certainly depends on the city and the city on the university, and it's nice to see this cooperative attitude.
New buildings would be off Edgar Road just behind existing housing for the university. On Wall Street, the Dow finishes the day up 46, NASDAQ up 6, and the S&P up 4. The KTR... RS Doppler 5 forecast from Chief Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
And Brian, we have a lot of slow traffic in North County. Eastbound 270, very heavy and slow. West of 370, all the way through McDonald Boulevard and 170. Also on eastbound Highway 70 near Air Flight, an accident reported involving an overturned car. And I'm on the way to check that now. Traffic is slowing east of St. Charles Rock Road through Air Flight on eastbound 70. Westbound 70 also slowing past the airport as they have a look. Westbound 40 slows near Hampton to Hanley. Heavy again through 270 and Mason Road. South 270 rolling well from Clayton Road through Doherty Ferry. Airport at McDonald, an accident. And that is actually a stalled car. 7th at Convention, an accident. Eastbound 44 construction from Hampton to Grand. The left lanes are down. And a lot of slow going through there as well. This report is service of the Home Depot. They offer Trane heating system installation, and the work is backed by the Home Depot. Call 1-800-79-DEPOT for information. License numbers available at your local Home Depot or homedepot.com. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Brent Moore, Rick St. Peter. Details, call 636-928-3877.
I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store. Think back 5 years. What was the best car on the market? What football team was the best in the NFL? Or what was the best restaurant in town? Have your answers changed over the last 5 years? How about the last 10 years? 20 years? Is it possible that the mutual funds you bought 5 years ago might not be the best ones anymore either? Mutual funds are subject to changing conditions over time, just like everything else in this world. There have been mutual fund scandals, market upheavals, and funds changing managers. If your investment advisor hasn't updated your portfolio, not only do you probably have bad funds, you probably have a bad advisor. At the mutual fund, my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now, 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Bob. Hi, this is Karen Vale for LA Weight Loss. The success is unbelievable. I am totally convinced that this program is for anyone needing to lose weight at a safe and steady pace. LA Weight Loss is real food for real life. You're expected to enjoy your favorite foods in moderation. You're allowed one carb craver meal a day and are even provided some great menu suggestions. Call LA Weight Loss 1-888-322-SLIM and join me. Please consider calling 1-888-322-SLIM for the center nearest you. There are too many reasons not to carry that excess weight and a great way to get rid of it. LA Weight Loss. Call 1-888-322-SLIM for your absolutely free with no obligation consultation. 1-888-322-SLIM. LA Weight Loss.
The Missouri Lottery has a big reason for you to play Powerball, a big jackpot. Play today and you could be the lucky winner of millions. The Missouri Lottery, your ticket to Lucky Town.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
In your playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Partners and him.
There's no fun left on on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 15th edition of Pinions Playhouse. My wife's birthday today.
Oh man.
She's gone.
Oh, you okay?
Oh, no.
Holy yeah, she's
cow.
Gone.
You have big plans.
I can't believe
tonight.
She came to work. Yeah. Well, she's out. I didn't think I'd miss you this much.
How do you do it?
I'm okay. Playhouse brought to you by McDonald's. A great place for breakfast and a great place to go fishing for filet o fish sandwich if you haven't had one for a while.
Hey!
Introduce the players at the control board, Woody Geis. Woody, say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. Because they make my presence possible. And hello to the chicks.
Ah, well done. Karen Vail's here.
Hello, everyone.
And Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. How are you?
Oh, great. Hello, everyone.
He Behemoth is here. He's in charge of security.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And Steve. Steve's on vacation.
Oh, my God.
How about Bruce Lippers in the All Boys?
No, it's not the same. Not the same. Sorry.
I have a question for our guest, Donald Thomas, before we get to our sponsor. No little child.
Sounds like it is.
So was there an eight? Did you wake up one morning? I mean, how? What was the was it a gradual? I mean, when did that happen to you? 12, 14? And was it you woke up one day and...
My goodness, I don't think
well,
so
happened?
When your voice changed, it must have really changed.
Well, actually, my mother says that I never did sound like the normal kid. And I was actually 10 years old, and my voice actually used to be deeper than it is now.
What?
As a kid, as a teenager. So, I guess I was 10 years old sounding like a grown man.
You go,
no kidding.
Donald.
You could pull off the Jesse Jackson.
Oh, man.
You'd have to raise your voice a couple of octaves, I think. That's Donald Thomas. He's our guest today, our Tuesday guest. He was double booked last week. We had to feed him today. We don't like it. We don't like this way.
First time we've ever had to do this.
Yeah,
we're
used to the other way. We like that better. The Playhouse is brought to you by McDonald's. If you haven't had the filet au fish for a while, this would be a good time to get reacquainted with the golden crispy fish filet. American cheese, a little tartar sauce.
Cheese.
I get it with no tartar sauce.
Mm-hmm, I do, too.
I tell them to leave the tartar sauce
off. I
guess
put ketchup on it.
I'll take the extra
tartar. Do you like ketchup on it?
No.
Extra tartar sauce, yeah.
Yeah, I love
it. Extra for you?
Extra, yes.
Extra tartar.
Extra.
You can get a double fish filet on the sandwich, too. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes.
What is tartar sauce made out of?
I don't know. It's open 24 hours a day. And for breakfast, folks, I cannot say enough about McGriddle. I had the privilege last week of introducing somebody to McGriddle who had never had one. I said, get a McGriddle. We stopped and got a little breakfast. I said, try this. And they had no idea. They said, I have no idea. They thought it was a drippy pancake with a little maple syrup dripping out of it. No, it's not. It's really a very neat and clean way to eat on the run if you have to. If you're going to grab it at the drive-thru, it's called the McGriddle. You can get it with bacon, egg, and cheese. You can get it with sausage, egg, and cheese. McGriddle's. And Filet-O-Fish from McDonald's. All right. We've got a lot of ground to cover here. This is not a fun part of the Playhouse, but I do want to mention it because I am actually so thrilled to see that this former priest, Paul Shanley, is going to prison. The bad news is he's due for parole in 8 years. That's the part I don't understand.
But he's
what is he?
He's
74.
50.
He's 74.
60.
Oh, he's 74.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be dead. They'll kill him in jail.
Good.
Hopefully they'll kill him. And you can think that's harsh if you want. You can email me if you want. But this guy was a priest who made a specialty of working with troubled children put in county lockup rather than state prison because Father John Gogan was killed in state prison when they put him in because of what he had done to kids, and Shanley's lawyer's afraid he'll be killed. I say put him in state prison and let him kill him. In the courtroom, there were a lot of other people who had accused him of molesting them, and they burst into applause when he was sentenced, and one guy yelled out, "Goodbye."
So he's lucky he was only charged with one.
Right.
Where he could have been charged with 50 or whatever.
The firefighter, who's now 27, who testified in court, said that he would, that Father Shanley, former father, would take him out of Sunday morning catechism classes and rape him from the time he was 6 through 12. And the accuser had a statement and just said, I want him to die in prison, and I hope it's slow and painful. And he broke down on the witness stand several times and talked about graphically about being abused and said that the priest told him nobody would. North American Man-Boy Love Association. So that's all we need to say about that. Good news. The court system has done its job. And Mr. Shandley is off to prison. That's a good thing. Now, Tom Sizemore, the actor, is in jail again.
Heidi Fleiss, right?
Right. He violated his promotion, his probation, rather. He failed a drug test. They caught him using a fake penis with urine in it. They sell a product called the Wizinator on the internet.
My.
You can go online.
I got one of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wizinator. You can go online and order the Wizinator. And what it is, it's a fake penis, and if you're told to give a urine sample, you literally put it in your pants. It contains urine you've placed in it from before.
Mm.
It was old
pregnant.
From another time.
God.
And he's in bigger trouble now.
I get him and Tom, what's his name that was in Picket Fences?
Skerritt?
Yeah, Skerritt. And now, which one was in Top Gun?
Skerritt. Well, Skerritt, yes.
He was in Saving Private Ryan. That Tom Sizemore was in Saving Private Ryan.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
He's a pretty obscure actor.
He's failed drug tests five times, at least five times himself. So he's got a problem, obviously. Now, this, I don't get this. In Las Vegas, they're going to open a nightclub. It's going to be owned by Vivid Entertainment. Vivid Entertainment is a porno occasionally, but they will always be dressed, and there will be no doing it. And no nudity. Well, then, what is the point of having a porn company nightclub?
It may say that.
Probably. Say they don't.
Right.
There's nothing much worse looking than a porn star who's not taking her clothes off. I mean, those are some rugged looking people.
Yeah, they're pretty. They are pretty rough. Lighting is everything.
Yeah.
Wacky FM DJs.
Oh, man.
Now, why can't we be this wacky? Syracuse, New York yesterday, WKRL FM. Say WKRL.
WKRL.
Oh,
wow.
He could work
with
it.
I know.
They gave away a divorce yesterday on their morning show.
Right.
Now, see, that's the kind of stuff
family values
we should be doing.
Yeah.
Check this out. There is a bar. It's called Mulligan's. It's a suburban bar in Decatur, Georgia. Here's their specialty dish at this bar, and apparently it's very popular. It is a hot dog wrapped in a beef patty. So it's basically a hot dog wrapped in a hamburger.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Uh-huh.
They call this part of the South has been dubbed, because of food like this, the stroke belt of the United States.
I wonder why.
And the health officials have been trying to get these restaurants to stop putting stuff like this out, but the Southern people love fried stuff, and they love stuff like this. And here it is again, if you want to try it at home.
Like this,
Take a hot dog and wrap it in a beef patty. In other words, completely cover it with beef, deep fry it, cover it with chili. Smother it with cheese, onions, and put it on a hoagie bun, and then put a fried egg and two piles of French fries on top of it.
That's great.
What more could you want?
That's good eating, buddy.
Oh, man.
That is good.
I bet it really is.
That sounds good. Dodge, and they lost their money.
Oh.
That he would pass away this last time in the hospital. And the Bally's Sportsbook Director, Tony Silvestro. Doesn't that sound like he sounds like he should be the sports book director. He says it is a catastrophic loss at this sports book. He said, you got a frail, gaunt 84-year-old man with massive health problems. He gets the flu. And for the odds makers, it's like a gift. He says, I have never been more confident of a betting line than this one. And his death opened at six. Death's victory was such a sure thing, they allowed themselves to become overextended. A lot of people lost a lot of money.
Wow.
Betting on that he would not make it. Well, no, that's that kind of sick, I know. But it's a story, and it happened.
Would it be distasteful for us to have a Deadpool of our own just within this room, like we started
for the Pope?
Not for the Pope.
Just for you?
No, not for me. I mean, just for a famous celebrity.
celebrity,
we could all just say, like, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
I don't like Abe Vigoda.
I think
Abe Vigoda. I think he died already.
No,
just nobody told him.
He's still around.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Yeah, he shows up on...
all right, let's start with him. I think most people, somebody out there will be a big fan of that person, and they're going to get down in shape. You're not saying you don't like him, you're just...
It's life or death, actually. Yeah. Jeff Bagwell's wife has sold ad space on her cleavage for $15,099.
Oh, yeah, she needs the money. Excellent.
And she sold it to Golden Palace. Golden Palace is buying up people's foreheads and pregnant women's stomachs and cleavage. And Golden Palace is getting so much publicity for such little money, as I've seen them on TV now. I saw the pregnant... get woman's stomach with Golden Palace on it. So Jeff Cleavage.
I had to get into that.
Yeah.
Do they paint that on or something?
It's a temporary tattoo. Yeah. They say the only thing they'll say in the article is that she has a lot of room for a lot of logo.
Oh.
A lot of cleavage.
Terry does.
You ought to get a hold of
the
Golden Palace.
New York Stock Exchange.
That
I got still, you know,
man,
a lot of stuff written there.
Jerry Daly offers his chest to print the Bible on.
Oh, but you'd have to walk around and show it.
Though.
Oh, yeah.
Take your shirt off.
I'd do it. I'd do it. I'd let the girls out for that.
All right, if you're into muscle, and I've seen a couple of pictures of this thing and a couple of articles on it, it's the new heavy muscle truck. It's called the Bad Boy, and it is a civilian version of a military vehicle, kind of like the Hummer is, except the Hummer is a sissy compared to this thing. It is made in Texas. It starts at $225,000, nearly twice the Hummer sticker price, the big Hummer. Version has protection from nuclear attacks.
Good.
That's pretty tough.
Says their potential customers are big-time ranchers, sports enthusiasts, and businessmen who are worried about traveling through unfriendly areas. It is absolutely bulletproof. And it's called the Bad Boy. Good name. Cheech and Chong. I love this. Cheech and Chong have now come out and said that when they made their movies, they never smoked marijuana while they were making their movies.
Right.
What?
Well, they couldn't keep track of their lines, they said.
That sounds good. and not a really pleasant story, but I'm surprised it hasn't happened before. In Stone Mountain, Georgia, the driver education teacher was run over by one of the students.
Oh.
Pinned under the car for 15 minutes.
Oh. I hate that.
Teaching him to back up.
Oh, no.
Behind the car. Back up!
Oh. Yes.
Stand right. Once, and then you're going to do it, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do one. Here we go.
Hey!
Just like
that. That works. All right, here we go.
Hey!
You could have put a little more into it.
Now all you have to do is invite the ladies to come in.
Come on in, ladies.
That's
nice.
Thanks, Steve Bean, for sending me this. He reminded me by sending it to me that it has been a while. It's time to tell it again. And he's right. Steve, you're right. It's time to tell it again. I think the plural of moose is moose. And the pilot drops him. It's one of those fly-in deals. And he drops him. And he says, all right, when I come back, I'll pick you guys up. He says, now look, one moose. Okay, that's all this plane can carry. One moose, you... two guys and your supplies and one moose. I'll be back in 5 days. He comes back 5 days later. Two moose. They each killed a moose. Oh. And the pilot says, you're going to have to leave one of these animals here. This plane will not carry me, you two guys, your supplies, and two moose. You got to leave one here. And one of the guys who's paid for the hunt, he says, well, that's ridiculous. He says, that's absolute baloney. And the other one says, Yeah, what he said. That's baloney. You're just chicken. You're a chicken, you know what, pilot. We were here last year, and we had a real pilot. We had a real pilot who was a real man. He wasn't, you know, chicken, you know what. He took us and two moose and our stuff and flew out of here with us. And the guy says, are you sure? Was it a bigger plane? No. Cessna 182. Same plane. Same exact plane as this. I guess he was just a man pilot. Two moose. Pilot says, man, The two moose on, he puts all the supplies, he puts the two guys on, full throttle. The plane almost makes it over the treetops, but it doesn't. It's too heavy, and it crashes in the tree, and the wings separate, and the fuselage goes one way, and the tail goes another way, and the two guys and the pilot are thrown, and the moose bodies, and oh my goodness, it's a mess all over the woods. The pilot sits up, and he's dazed. He looks around, and he goes, holy cow. Where in the world are we? And one of the two hunters says, I think we're about 100 yards from where we landed last year.
For details, call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Landing Jet Chopper.
Attention diabetics. Dr. Janet McGill from Washington University has an important message about cutting-edge research in diabetes. Washington University School of Medicine is one of six centers internationally who have been chosen to test whether heat shock protein, which is given like an immunization, can preserve islet function and insulin production in people who have had their diabetes for a short period of time. If you're between the ages of 30 and 65 and have been with diabetes in the past 5 years, you may qualify for this experimental treatment and study. The screening tests are a single blood draw. You can call Tammy at 314-362-8616 to arrange a screening test. That's 362-8616 for Washington University School of Medicine. Call Tammy at 362-8616. That number again, 362-8616.
Let me see those
Join the thousands of St. Louis homeowners who save hundreds of dollars every month by calling American Equity Mortgage. Perfect or less than perfect credit, call 314-878-9999.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
Time to go out Southern California. Stop raining yet. Check in with Mike Evans, brought to you by Professional Employment Group. On the web, professionalemploymentgroup.com. Putting people with companies, short-term or long-term. What do you say? Give it up to Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What great news. Michael Jackson has the flu.
Yeah,
is
how about that?
Killer or what?
Yeah, maybe he tried to kill himself.
Is it actually raining out there, Mike?
No, it's not raining at all. It's not supposed to rain until Thursday.
I was going
to
say, this could be one of the few days of the year that we actually have nicer weather than Palm Springs.
We might have beat you today. We had 76 today.
No, we had 73.
Meet you.
Yeah.
We'll try next week, any day you pick.
Say hi to our Tuesday guest. His name is Donald.
What's up, Donald?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Listen to that.
Listen to this guy.
I'm going to, I'm happy that he has the flu because I was supposed to go there tomorrow. Now I don't have to go.
Go, to the Jackson trial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they gave him a week, right? They adjourned until next Tuesday. Yeah.
I can go out and play golf.
I have a feeling he's going to have
some more illnesses.
I got more Michael Jackson coming up. First, American Idol tonight, and here's the scoop. Is
it true
that some of the contestants never try out in front of Randy and Paula and Simon? There's other judges you don't see that also helps the process move along. Furthermore, those fights you see, especially between Simon and Paula, they're all staged. They're all scripted into the show. So what's up with that? It's like we're watching one big lip-sync show or something.
Yeah.
Tonight, I'll be on the lookout for a contestant named Sharon Galvez. Sharon Galvez, here's her deal. Not only does she have a manager, which you're not supposed to do, she's a singer at a Las Vegas casino lounge.
She's
a living singing. I guess
really?
You're not supposed to do that. I don't think there's... Somebody needs to chew the background checks a little bit more.
Hey, Mike. I have a quick question. Do you think... Paula, to me, does not look well this season. I don't know why, but she just doesn't look like the same.
I saw her in person about a month and a half ago.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. She looked pretty good.
She did?
Yeah, she looked pretty good.
Okay.
A little catty.
Hey, you know, everybody, it's like watching a train wreck or a traffic accident or rubbernecking. You know that people are going to tune in to see the boxing reality show, The Contender. That's Mark Burnett and Sylvester Stallone's show. That's right. Next month, when one of the episodes will have two welterweights that you'll see, get to know them and their family and everything, will match up to fight in the ring, and you'll watch. You know the ratings will be big to watch this because after the fight, the losing guy commits suicide in real life.
Yeah, he just killed himself.
Yeah, so that's going to be huge ratings. It's got to be huge ratings.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, the Michael Jackson news. Although the defense says Kobe Bryant, Christian Brando, Ed Bradley, Liz Taylor, Stevie Wonder, Jay Leno, and others will testify for Jacko, I've gotten so many calls on this from some legal guys. It's like easy to say it now, but let's just wait and see who actually shows up and testifies. I remember before the O.J. Simpson trial, I was there almost every day. Johnny Cochran, during the jury selection and during the opening statements, he promised all kinds of different people who were going to testify and things that were going to prove beyond a shadow. I didn't see any of it.
I know almost nothing about the court system. Can they not make you testify?
No, they can't make you testify. There isn't even interstate in most cases. There isn't even interstate. For an example, Marcus Allen, after he met with O.J. in jail, and I told you that story, he decided he didn't want to have anything to do with this. So he never allowed himself to be subpoenaed. He never went to California. He stayed out of California for a year.
But if you're in California,
But.
I didn't call you a butt. If you're in California and they want to subpoena you as a character witness, like somebody like Jay Leno.
No, you can't do that.
You can't make him come to court?
You can't make him go from, if he's not in the state. If he's in the state, you can make him come to court.
But then if he really doesn't want to testify for Michael Jackson, he could be termed a hostile witness, and that could hurt Jackson and help the prosecution.
And for the record, how much credibility does Kobe Bryant, an accused rapist, bring, or convicted murderer Christian Brando? For that matter, how much does Stevie Wonder see of Michael Jackson?
Oh, I see what he did there.
Jay Leno says he's never been on Jackson, never been on the show. Leno says he's never been in my house and never been in his house. He says, I haven't said more than half a dozen words to the guy, so I don't know why he's being brought onto this list. It's more smokes and mirrors. It's more America's jurisprudence at its absolute worst. And by the way, the prosecution is much better. They got Lisa Marie Presley. They've been talking about some of the prosecution witness list. And I guarantee you, Lisa Marie Presley is not going to be around to testify when her turn comes. Believe me.
No.
Interesting, though, a couple of stars have requested seats to go watch the trial.
Really?
Kevin Bacon, James Woods, who I heard about.
Uh-huh.
Really?
A lot of stars are moving to Las Vegas, New Mexico. Las Vegas to Santa Fe, New Mexico. William Peterson, CSI, the original. Gene Hackman, Shirley MacLaine, Selma Hayek, Charlize Theron, Val Kilmer, Ali McGraw, and others have all bought places in either Las Vegas, New Mexico, or Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Did they know it was New Mexico? They thought maybe they had found a place in Las Vegas.
No!
The real estate agent calls and found you a great deal in Las Vegas. Yeah. I'll take
and
it.
And finally.
He doesn't want to be friends.
And finally, on the broadcast, I got to just get a little comment out of my system here regarding Jose Canseco.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, first of all, that the real villains here, the real villains, are the commissioner of baseball, 10, 15 years ago, that knew from reports that they had gotten from the FBI, unclassified news. The FBI told the commissioner of baseball, the baseball officials, there's a steroid use rampant in Major League Baseball level. They named some of the people that they were investigating as traffickers and some of the ball players that were buying. You know, all this, but the commissioner looked the other way, you know, so that's on them. But regarding Jose Canseco, I believe most of the stuff he says is true, but what really galls me is this guy's doing it, not because he thinks that everybody needs to know about this and it's only the right thing and he's doing it for the good of the game. He's doing it to make a buck. That's the only reason he's selling these people out. A little story. When I traveled with the Dodgers and the Angels and other professional teams, and I worked for the New York Post for a while as well, I saw drugs, I saw weapons, I even saw a Hall of Fame baseball player chase his wife down the street with a gun.
Whoa!
But at the time I was traveling with the teams, I didn't think it was my place to put this information out there, and I never did. But if I felt that way, and that's the way all the media felt back in those days, then they really traveled with the teams and stuff. How in the world can Jose Canseco, one of the brotherhood of baseball, he's the team. He's a guy, you keep it in the locker room. He's out there spouting off. I think the guy is a rat and a sleazeball and a snitch, and I don't think anybody should buy his book.
Well, it's not over because McGuire has now said it's a lie and he didn't do it. Now it's going to be interesting.
If he sues or not.
Well, and to see if there's proof one way or the other.
Right.
And
let's see if he sues. You know what? I know everybody loves McGuire in St. Louis. But I tell you what, McGuire's records ought to be expunged. If they ask Chris Roger Maris for playing in 8 more games, they sure should got to ask Chris or expunge Mark McGuire's credentials.
But you know what always interests me, and it's true in this case too. Jose Canseco has offered to take a lie detector test in public. And I know they're not admissible in court, but that's a pretty powerful thing when somebody says, put me on a lie detector test.
Yeah. And it'll be even more powerful if McGuire says, no, I won't take
one.
Well, we'll see. Hey, if McGuire and Palmeiro and all the others, if they don't sue him, you got to believe it. Every word of it.
Yeah.
Why would you allow somebody to say that if you never had steroids and you never was like Canseco stab you with a needle? If that never happened, believe you me, if I was them, I'd be suing him for
because he'll
ever have.
Yeah, because he's going to make, here's the sad thing, if he's lying and he's making it up, by the time we prove that, he will have sold so many books that he has a pile of money. And I'm with you. If it is absolutely not true, take that money away from him. Sue him for it.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
I hate to say this openly, especially on a radio broadcast there in St. Louis, Missouri, but it's enough to make me want to stink.
Oh, holy
strong.
Wow.
Wow.
Power. Strong line.
I got a power truck.
You know what? It really is true, though. I mean, if you knew that was a lie, why wouldn't you go after it?
Yeah, I would.
And we'll see. Because I think the public perception is if he doesn't, then they're always going to wonder, well, why didn't you sue him?
Right.
Why in the world did you let him do that if it's not true? He has no choice. He has to sue him.
Right.
The one person that he was naming in his book that I really didn't believe took steroids was Rafael Palmeiro. He didn't look like he got real big, did he? I don't remember.
No, I don't remember
him getting that big. McGuire, I can understand, I think.
If you look at the old footage of players like Stan Musial and these guys, they look like little sticks compared to these guys.
They look like hardware salesmen.
And they can still hit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing what they could do without the Popeye muscle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at old footage of
Roger Maris.
Lou Gehrig, Maris, Mickey Mantle.
Yep.
You're right. They look like if they didn't have those uniforms on, they'd be selling insurance for Mutual of Omaha.
Lou Powell.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Our guest is Donald Thomas. How are you holding up there, Donald?
Doing good.
All right. You take steroids?
I do not.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd ask. That's a big topic now. And you are a demolition guy.
Demolition.
He tears down homes with his bare hands. I have some exciting specials for you from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Have you ever heard of them?
Yes, I have.
They've been around a long time.
A long time, correct.
Long time, over 60 years. And let me just say this before I throw these prices out there. I'm going to throw, especially two of these three that I'm about to throw at you. If you are a working man or a working woman and you are in the market for a pickup truck, you better grab a pencil, because the idea that you can buy a brand new 2005 pickup truck, brand spanking new, for these prices in 2005 is pretty incredible to me, especially a Chevy pickup truck. How about this? A 2005 regular cab Silverado pickup truck starting at $12,900. That is unbelievable. That's the price of like an entry-level, stripped, no-frills little car for a Silverado. How about an 05 extended cab Silverado starting at $17,900? There is no reason to put off the purchase of a pickup truck if you know the one you have is worn out, or maybe it's a first truck. They will put you in a Chevy truck, and I don't know anybody else who can do it better or quicker than that, because they have plenty in stock. Now, if you're a Tahoe fan, and I love Tahoes, and I love Suburbans, I still say, for the money, If you want to step into the SUV category, I don't know where you can get a better value than what they have to offer, what Chevy has to offer. Chevy Tahoe, 05. And I know you're thinking right now mid-30s. $27,400.
Oh.
That's 2005 Chevy Tahoe. Here's another thing. I know a lot of dealers, and there's nothing wrong with this, they have real fancy new places in neon, and they have mega centers, and they have 5 locations and 600 dealerships. Here's a family business, the Landoff family. They've been doing this a long time, over 60 years, one location, same place for a long, since 1960. And you know, here's the beauty of this. You can go in there and actually meet the Landoffs. You can meet Junior, Senior, when he's in there too, and he's in there quite often. And you can shake their hands and get to know them. They're actually there. A little tough to do sometimes at other dealerships. You may never meet the people whose names are on the signs. You can at Johnny Landoff. 314-837-1800. Take the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270 up north. By the low overhead way, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store. Think back 5 years. What was the best car on the market? What football team was the best in the NFL? Or what was the best restaurant in town? Have your answers changed over the last 5 years? How about the last 10 years? 20 years? Is it possible that the mutual funds you bought 5 years ago might not be the best ones anymore either? Mutual funds are subject to changing conditions over time, just like everything else in this world. There have been mutual fund scandals, market upheavals, and funds changing managers. If your investment advisor hasn't updated your portfolio, not only do you probably have bad funds, you probably have a bad advisor. At the Mutual Fund Store, we stick with fund managers who have a proven track record. But when a fund underperforms the market or its sector, we update your portfolio. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? Call my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
What? If you...
555 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Improvements, Paul?
Somewhat, Carolee.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that accident at the airport's been cleared. Eastbound 70 at air flight. And all lanes are open there now. Eastbound 70, though, is jammed from 270 to the airport. Westbound 70 jammed from 170 to the airport. Westbound 370 at 94, an accident. All the left lanes are blocked. Traffic squeezing by on the shoulder. Westbound Highway 40 looks like it's slowing west of Hampton through Hanley, heavy again through 270 and Mason Road. Eastbound 270 slowing east of McDonald now, approaching Lindbergh through 170. And downtown, eastbound 40 slow Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 heading out at Cole Street. The support of service at the Home Depot offering crane heating system installation, and the work is backed by the Home Depot. Call 1-800-79-DEPOT for information. License numbers available at your local Home Depot or homedepot.com. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Frank.
Jim Holder's on the way in a moment. Larry Connors gets zapped tonight. You know, they ought to do it live. I'm telling you, if you want to do it right, do it live.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they should have done
when
it.
When he doesn't know it's coming.
Yeah.
Somebody sneaks up behind him at the anchor desk.
Right in the middle of a story. And President Bush today.
Yeah. I would tune in for that.
Yeah, now you got to. Or, don't do it to Larry, but do it to somebody on the crew there who you know will let out the F word.
No. One of the cameramen, the guy holding the camera.
Now you're talking ratings.
Now you got big ratings, and you'll be the talk of the town. Yeah, we should run TV. We should run a TV station. We really should. Jim Holder's on the way. He has sports. I'm sure he has some hockey news for you hockey fans. Woods Basement Systems, responsible in part for the presence of Woody here. Give him that number there, Woody.
1-800-203-8384.
I'd like for Donald to give it. 1-800-203-8384. Go ahead.
1-800-203-8384.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a voice from the basement.
Yeah.
That's a basement voice right there. Maybe he ought to do their own whole thing.
You look down in your basement lately.
I'm the voice of your basement.
I'm the basement.
Yeah. I am the basement.
Hi, I'm your basement.
You could become the basement man.
The voice of the basement.
Oh, now you're talking.
The basement man.
Woods Basement Systems. Here's when you call them. You see a crack in the wall of the basement, a crack in the floor. You see water coming down the wall. You see water puddled up on the floor. You see a shifting in the foundation, or you think you might. Don't mess with it. Call Woods Basement Systems at 203-8384. Woods Basement Systems, these are the experts. They have a great reputation. They would be happy to come out and hopefully assure you that it really
wasn't a big deal, or it was, but they've taken care of it. Woods Basement Systems. Jim Holder, say hi to our guest. His name is Donald.
Hey, Donald, how you doing?
Hey, Jim, how's it going there?
Oh. Made Jim Holder sound like a woman.
Yeah.
Hey, Donald. Hey, sports, this is the Cadillac Sports Update. You know what? Maybe we have a little something positive to talk about with the NHL, the locked-out players in day 153 and the owners. It's calling what could be a last-second breakthrough. Both sides in the lockout have given significant ground. Now, the Players Association will accept a salary cap. The league has backed off its demand for a link between the revenues and the player costs. And basically, where we're at is, the players want a $52 million cap. The owners, who said they would go 40, I think last night, it's up to $42 million. So you're still $10 million apart. And that would, of course, be per team on that cap issue. The owners have said, that's it. We will not talk anymore. So the players, presumably, are going to have a vote tomorrow morning about mid-morning and see whether or not they would accept the owner's 42. They have insisted on the 52, and they said, you know, they weren't going to budge off that. So we shall see, because yesterday, of course, Gary Bettman, the commissioner, had indicated that about noon St. Louis time tomorrow they would announce that he was going to hold a news conference, and everybody speculated that that would be it. Three teams down in Florida opening up baseball today, the Nationals, the Yankees, I think the Minnesota Twins, the Cardinals pitchers and catchers report, can you believe it, on Friday first practice on Saturday.
All right. Jim, we will talk tomorrow.
Very good. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey, Donald.
Very good.
Oh, wow. 6 o'clock from ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. There was no doubt Christopher Pittman shot his grandparents to death at point-blank range. The question was whether that 12-year-old was to blame or the antidepressant drug Zoloft. Well, today at Charleston, South Carolina, a jury decided it was Christopher and found him guilty of murder. Juror Stephen Platt.
Just because you take prescription medication doesn't mean you can't be held accountable for your actions.
Pittman's surviving grandmother, Del Dupree, says that the grandma that he killed would have been the first to defend him.
If Nana were standing in my place today, she would be asking you to please see my grandson for what he is. He's just a little boy.
Pittman, now 15, sentenced to 30 years in prison. Michael Jackson charged with molesting a 13-year-old boy in the hospital in Santa Maria, California. Dr. Chuck Merrill says the singer has signs of the flu.
He's undergoing testing and is being treated with intravenous fluids right now. He's in stable condition. And we expect a full recovery.
Jury selection in that case off until a week from today. The NHL and the Players Association have both given ground in last-minute negotiations to save what's left of the season. The league no longer demands a link between revenue and salaries, and the players are no longer opposing a salary cap, which has Chicago Blackhawks forward Matthew Barnaby wondering what the two sides were doing all this time.
If we were willing to accept the cap and now, why weren't we willing to accept one 7 months ago? And have, you know, without losing money during the year, without losing fans.
We've got great news about David Dingman Grover, the 9-year-old Virginian whose grapefruit-sized tumor was shrunken, then operated on in Los Angeles. Doctors say what's left of it is no longer cancerous. And here's what David, who had nicknamed his tumor Frank, has to say to other kids.
Don't be worried. The Lord will take care of you. You are in his hands.
ABC Money Scope. The Dow up 46 points today. The S&P up 4. NASDAQ up 6. You're listening to ABC News.
America is a country of entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Hello from the road.
Multiple people that we had to deal with, so we had to triage the scene and determine who was most seriously injured.
Eastbound 40 was shut down for over 3 hours as crews cleared the scene.
Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
Investigators identifying the victim as his Michael Virgin of Root House and Casey Loy of Whitehall. A public meeting is underway at this hour in Clayton for St. Louis Highway projects that are listed in the draft long-range plan of the East-West Gateway Council. One of the top priorities for MoDOT is a $35 million directional interchange at 270 in Page.
Since we opened Page Avenue last year, we have seen a 360% increase in the movement from northbound 270 to westbound Page.
MoDOT spokeswoman Linda Wilson says the current interchange was built in 1968, that meeting at the county library. The three Democratic candidates for St. Louis mayor have finished taping a debate. Mayor Slay facing Alderwoman Irene Smith and school board member Bill Haas in the March primary. That debate will air tonight at 7 on KETC Channel 9. A convicted murderer from St. Louis will be executed next month. Missouri Supreme Court setting March 16th as the execution date for Stanley Hall.
It's a man that not only carjacked a car and then also, you know, threw a woman off of McKinley Bridge in front of witnesses. He's confessed to it, so there's no doubt about his guilt. It was just a horrendous, terrible crime.
Attorney General Jay Nixon notes it would be the first execution in Missouri since October 2003. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has called a news conference for tomorrow afternoon, but he's asking for a response to a counterproposal given to the players' union this afternoon.
And with the way the deal is structured, the owners back away from their desire to have it directly tied to league revenue. But the fact of the matter is, with the way that it's structured, I think it's palatable, you know, for the owners. The question is whether or not the players are going to accept that 45 figure as opposed to the 52, which they were previously asking for. But I think it's enough of a concession that it's going to be a very, very close decision. And I don't think it's inconceivable at all that tomorrow Gary Bettman could be announcing that we will have a season.
John Headley from KTRS also reporting tonight that Blues player Doug Weight was scheduled to report to a team in Germany today, but he has canceled that trip. Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. 63 degrees at Lambert Field. That is the news at 6:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, and now with traffic, here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Brian. We have traffic on westbound 370 and 94, all clear. They just cleared that earlier accident. And traffic goes slow approaching the Discovery Bridge. Westbound on Highway 40, that traffic is heavy right around Clayton Skaker through Hanley Road. Eastbound 70, still slow from west of Lindbergh through the airport. Westbound 70, slow 170 to the airport as well. An earlier accident at 70 and Air Flight has been cleared. And on westbound 44 at Arsenal, that earlier accident has been cleared as well. This traffic report brought to you by International Delight Coffee Creamers. Every morning, millions of people get off to the wrong start. That's why there's International Delight Coffee Creamers. A little International Delight in your coffee can change the way you feel. Delight in every cup. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center. We help you achieve your ambitions. Now open in Chesterfield Valley next to Annie Gunn Smokehouse. Midwest Bank Center. Your neighborhood bank center. Member FDIC.
Ultimate details.
It used to be that
the hot
Ackerman of Ackerman Buick Hyundai. Our customers send us thank you letters for making their car buying experience painless. That's the Ackerman advantage. Come see for yourself at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, 270 in New Halls Ferry.
The Big 550, KTRS, St. Louis.
One, two, one, two. No, hold it, hold it. This is too good.
Oh,
he has to join in. He has to join in.
I love it.
Start it again.
One, two, one, two.
We have Mr. with us. Said no.
Wow.
It was.
Very long
request. Didn't tell them to the world. Never. Okay. All got married. They had sure the whole time. The late night they took place. That's a great.
Yeah, it is. Wrinkles.
Yeah.
Americans says it was for a month. That right. Soft. Middle a record. 1889. Along standing round. Didn't.
For it, so in the basement, all the cushions are still perfect, everything's perfect about it. If somebody fell out of the sky from another planet and they were like humans, and they said, which of these two pieces do you want? This little...
Oh, no,
you carry it in your...
under your
pocket.
Arm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's her. We're going to give our gifts to Reggie and E.O. Flores. You can once a day, ever through March 13th, for your chance to win 60,000 up years of age. There is just that Morgan, the 18th of March. We double booked. We have February 15th. Ever been gift card? Curtis, that's the biggest made right fan. One of the accounts is worth something. Or made coffee in a
Bob, and neither is his.
Middle of the day, middle of coffee. And we have no tours and at home.
Thank you, guys.
Everything in from the show world. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Only in America.
But you
Present have subtitles and is actually and there's how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great. Say hi to our Tuesday guest. His name is Donald.
How you doing, Donald?
Reggie, can't hear? Hold it. His headphones went out. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
can you hear now?
Oh, there we are, yeah.
Say hi to Reggie.
Hello, Reggie. How are you?
Ooh, what the hell?
Oh, man. Hey, you guys. How you doing, Donald?
I'm doing great, man.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Quite a voice there, huh, Reggie?
Yeah, he does. He has a voice perfect for radio.
Mm-hmm. Say,
just like the rest.
Just say, and now, Reggie McDaniel. Just say that.
And now, Reggie McDaniel.
Oh, how do you like that, Reggie?
Whoa. That was all right.
All right. Please say you don't have a subtitle movie today.
Because of the Academy Awards, they're not coming out with many. Now, I'm going to a movie even as we speak right now, mm-hmm. and tomorrow I got another movie. So I'll have movies the rest of this week. But today, the only movie I had yesterday, I went and saw Hitch again because nothing came out.
So what are we supposed to do for 6 minutes?
Well, I can tell you...
Oh, about the move, how the move's going.
Yeah, how's the move to St. Louis coming?
Well, I'm still trying to hear from a TV station from St. Louis. The hardest part is replacing my income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always the tough part.
I think I got some of that down pat. I think I got some of it where I'll be able to replace.
All right, what maybe TV station are you talking to? Because we got a lot of clout here. Who are you talking to?
Well, I was talking to Channel 2.
Oh, yeah. We'll take care of that.
Maybe they could team him up with Larry Connors. It'd be like a replacement for Julius. Reggie kind of looks a little bit like Julius.
He looks a lot like Julius.
Yeah, yeah. That would be something.
Yeah.
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 Oh, okay.
Can you do... Can you do
I at lab
but
crowd.
Now, see, this is Channel 2.
Yeah.
So he'd be with Mandy or Dick Ford.
Yeah.
That'd be who you'd be working with. And what do the Channel 2 people say to you?
Nothing yet. I just haven't heard back from them.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
I got a call from Quincy Jones Productions.
Quincy Jones isn't that big.
Yeah.
Him and Steve Lynn Morris. Talking about the...
Stevie who? It's not Stevie Wonder. It's his partner.
Stephen Morris is his name. But he's known as Stevie Wonder.
No, not Steve.
He'd be working for Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Wow.
That'd be pretty bad.
Would he know it? Stevie wouldn't know it. I wouldn't imagine. They wouldn't.
Just long as the check clear.
What do you want to do here at Channel 2? What does he want to do? Just an entertainment report?
Right. Movies, stuff like that.
What about restaurants?
I really would like to do restaurant reviews, but I got to do them the way I do them here.
Who's your contact at Channel 2? Who are you talking to?
Nobody. I just sent them information to general manager. Mm. General manager programming.
You could do restaurant reviews for this rate. Doing movie reviews.
We're not taking no for an answer.
That's right. You say we're going
great.
To Channel 4. We're watching Channel 4. If you don't get Reggie, it'll get their attention.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it Kate? It's I don't remember.
Well,
the KTV.
Just search KTVI. Whatever. Fox
yeah, it's Fox 2. KTVI.com, I think. Something.
Does Stevie Wonder go to movies? I guess.
I would imagine he does for the sound.
Yeah, show. Because they have the TDY, TTDY system for blind viewers.
The what?
Well, they put a little thing in their ear, and it describes the entire movie.
Really?
They have them at the library.
No, I've heard them. It says, turns to the left, looks, and sees the man approaching. It tells you everything they're doing.
In between the dialogue?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, well, you're hearing what they're
picture.
Saying. Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In between the lines, it says, he picks up the knife. And then you hear the dialogue. He lunges toward him. Yeah.
Do you think X-rated movies that way?
Why would you ask that?
I'm just curious.
No, that seems to be that that's what
he's
you're
up.
Thinking
he's
about.
Down. He's up.
They're hiring you. And then, well, let's listen to him today on the Big 550.
Didn't show up.
No
show.
And then the result was, well, this guy...
Well, that's where I started to make up a movie, but my mama told me don't do that.
No, good idea.
Hey, Reggie, what are you seeing tonight?
Well, I'm going to see Constantine right now.
Okay.
And then tomorrow I go see Because of Winn Dixie.
Oh, that looks good.
So tomorrow evening I'll report on Constantine.
Whoa.
And Thursday, the next day I'll report on Because of Winn Dixie.
All right, Dan.
Good.
All right, Dan.
I won't hear our guest. I want to hear Don Thomas say, all right, Dan.
All right, then.
Ooh. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
It's just fine the way it is.
Bye. He probably listened. They probably said, hey, let's dial this guy up. If he's good, we'll hire him. And they turn and tune in, what'd they hear? I don't have anything today. That's not a good work ethic.
No, sir.
Do it again. All right, Dan.
All right, then.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Mm-mm-mm.
When he talks, I get a stomachache. It hurts me when he talks. We leave you with an offer from Charter. It's not going to be around forever, so if you've thought about upgrading, this would be a good chance to do it, save a little money. You have a Charter cable?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Good for you. Digital or just basic cable?
Digital.
You have high-speed internet, too?
Yes.
Oh! Total Charter man.
Oh, yeah. It's the winter sale, and it's two deals in one, actually. It's the digital biggest package, and it's only $52.99 a month. And you say, well, it better be a lot for $52.99, and it is. That's through June of 05, June of this year. It is the greatest and slickest piece of technology. You get Charter high-speed internet service for only $29.99 a month for 1 year. You get antivirus and firewall protection with the package. It also includes a free modem lease for a year. There's a lot of stuff here, folks, so pay attention. Free installation on both offers is available if you sign up for Charter Auto Pay. And there are some restrictions that apply, and they'll give you all the details when you call them or go online. Here's the toll-free number, 888-GET-CHARTER, 888-GET-CHARTER, or go online to charter.com. Donald Thomas, it's a pleasure. You didn't eat all the food we got you, though. You're taking that home and eating?
I'm taking it home.
If you're going to demolish, do it completely.
Yeah, you forgot.
All right, we are out of here, but unlike Donald, we have to come back tomorrow, right after 3 o'clock. Until then, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody. You've got friends.